Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, please do not panic, but scream! Scream for your lives! The Tingler is loose in this theater, and if you don't scream, it may kill you! Scream! Scream! Keep screaming! Scream for your lives! It's here! It's over here!
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Tingler has been paralyzed by your screaming. There is no more danger. We will now resume the showing of the movie.
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
It understands this time. It's wonderful.
Frankenstein, where is it? Where is it?
Ah! Quiet, you fool! Get away with that torch.
This Saturday night on Monster Killer Horror Theater, when we present another in our fine line of horror classics. We got a scary one for you this week, believe me. This was a great film. It was made in 1956, I believe, and it's a 3D special. That's right. It's called Dr. Tong's Evil House of Pancakes. I haven't seen this one, so let's take a look at some clips. I know it's going to be scary.
Would you like some more pancake?
There's got to be a scarier part to that movie than that, kids. Even Count Floyd wasn't scared of that, and I get scared real easy. Come on, boys, let's roll that film a little further ahead and let's see a good, frightening part of that movie, the pancake movie.
Would you like some more syrup?
Oh, you blueberry pancakes scare me. I don't know about you, but you know, everybody has their favorite scary ones. Buckwheat particularly can be frightening. Well, kids, it's not one of our biggies, I'll tell you that, but be sure to stay tuned. This Saturday night, I'll be giving away gifts and things. So, Saturday night, Monster Killer Horror Theater. Count Floyd here, urging you please to watch.
How careless.
You should be careful. A person can get killed that way.
I hope you weren't disturbed, Dr. Lehman.
It is perfectly right, my dear. Introduce me.
This is Miss Raymond, Mr. Young, and this is Wilson.
Hello, Dr. Lehman. I've been looking for you all day.
We got a scary one for you this week, believe me. We have a real good one. One of the scariest movies ever made. This is going to give you goosebumps. On your goosebumps. It's going to be so scary. So why don't we take a look at some scenes from it?
Never. I must warn you, my dear Sandra. I am accustomed to having my orders obeyed. Especially by women with a price on their heads. Boo!
Cowboy, dear. Reminding you to stay tuned this Saturday night for Monster Chiller Horror Theater.
We got a scary one for you this week, believe me. We have a real good one, one of the scariest movies ever made. This is going to give you goosebumps. On your goosebumps, it's going to be so scary. So why don't we take a look at some scenes from it?
Slinky, the toy from hell.
You see that? That slinky thing? Whoa, wasn't that scary? I told you to give you goosebumps. If with the thing, it's turning right over time after time. Can you believe those things? Eating people up and everything. Be sure to watch this Saturday night. I'm sure you'll have lots of things to scream about. Oh! Saturday night, Monster Killer Horror Theater. Oh!
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Teach you a few things, like, you know, some positions and moves. I'll just be your secret lover.
Yeah! I can't stand it here!
How bad you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hello?
Daddy. Scary opening.
Down, down.
thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Shut up!
Homo.
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate it. You can call us.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right.
What's up?
Oh, hi there.
Hi, Herman.
Herman.
Who he?
Herman Munster.
I love you!
Cut the jibber jabber.
I love you!
Where's that?
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
I love you!
Here's Don and Mike.
Not to be guilty, I get caught up in the musical stylings of Screaming Jay Hawkins.
Happy, happy, happy Halloween.
And I got a spell on you. You can tell by the smell. This is the Don and Mike show.
And
it's a new episode.
Yeah.
Nobody knew how to overmodulate.
Yeah.
Like Screaming Jay Hawkins.
Play it to the label.
Hi, George.
There you go. It's the Don and Mike show, and it's Rocktober 31.
Wow, we're here already.
Yeah, Halloween, All Hallows Eve. It's, you're right, 103106, Don and Mike show. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Wonderful.
We're on the intro net. You can hear the show on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on it, listen live. Want to send some of the voluminous fan mail? Send it. It's piling up like crazy. We're going to be giving it out as Halloween candy tonight to kids. Some of our fan mail from our website.
They like that better than candy.
Just write us anytime during the show, DonandMikeWebsite.com. And we're also there for you on iTunes, which is now fixed. If you subscribe, which don't cost nothing on iTunes, you can get your daily podcast.
We're everywhere.
Of the Don and Mike show.
We're everywhere.
Now, this is a very busy day. It's Halloween.
How's that?
We've postponed Joe's annual trick or beer.
Yes. Because we have a good turnout.
Because today's flock for strip trivia is big and bountiful.
It will take a good portion of the broadcast to get this completed, and I'm very, very excited about
we
it.
We got a lot of people now. Rob also has arranged, because he's the master at making things happen.
Fisher master.
He's also
the fisher master.
Hey, yeah. Mike wins for saying it first.
Oh, you know, that's too bad. I had it written down to call you the fisherman.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but you win, Mike.
Fisher master.
Anyway. Right. You know, he knows how to plan and plot. You know, yeah. To do it today would be a very busy show. No better day than to have the good ladies from Inova come in give us our flu shots. Now, are they here yet?
They are within like a mile and a half of the station. They missed their turn. See, nurses, though very, very knowledgeable of the body.
Okay,
not
right.
Good.
We don't have time for that today, Rob. Don't have time for that. So we're going to try to work the flu shots in to the first break here.
Very good.
You know, a lot of you beach towelers out there.
Certainly don't want them to rush.
Right. Know the beach towelers are out there. You have your lotions, your towels.
Oh, you get more detail with that every time you talk about it.
Sure, you've locked yourself in
I just
room.
Like beach towel. Then when I start thinking about it, it grosses me out.
You got the iPod going.
Right.
Your hands free, so to speak.
Oh, my.
Ready for the show to begin.
Whoa. You're
taking photographs of a lot of the people that are going to be on the show today. Be up on the website for Strip Trivia.
Nice. Yes, the contestants for Strip Trivia are sequestered in a different part of the building right now.
Big, big turnout today. Lots of people in costumes. Out of the 10, 11, 12 people that we have, 11, let's say we have 12, 11 of them, and absolutely
yep.
Jaybird naked.
That's the way it works.
Just like they came into this life. Oh, it'll be good.
Sure.
It'll be sweet. It'll be a good one for Halloween. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's you. And then we can have the day after fun. I'm still sending Joe out in his keg costume tomorrow.
I thought about that, and it does make sense. You know, not only is he trick-or-treating for beer, but he's going out the day after Halloween, which is going to be even more awkward.
Wearing his costume. Right. Hello, you're on the air. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I just wanted to thank you for all your entertainment. Today was my last day of 23 years of military service, and here, there, everywhere, when we get your broadcast, gives you a smile, makes you feel good, and want you guys to know that... As a veteran, I appreciate you.
And you're out of there. You are out. Welcome to civilian life.
God's sake. Yes. You know, take off that uniform, friend.
Time to just go crazy. Hang from the chandelier.
Put on the uniform.
It's Watt in the back seat of my car right now.
What, seriously, let me ask you seriously, what does that feel like? I mean, anybody retires, it's a big day, it's a great deal. But, I mean, you're done. Now, do you get called back if something happens?
That's a distinct possibility.
Yeah, so you're never really out once you're in, are you?
Yeah, that's a fact. They got their claws in me, and they're going to keep them there, and they'll hold that retirement check over my head. So
23 years, did you finish as a private?
No, I actually made four. No, actually, I was in the Air Force, so we don't have privates.
Oh, you don't have
that. So what's the lowest rank you could be in the private?
Yeah, what was your rank?
In the Air Force?
An airman basic.
And what did you finish as?
Airman basic.
I retired as a master sergeant.
A master sergeant. Oh, that's good. I mean, that's not bad at all.
Another master.
Master sergeant. Another master. We have Master Fisher and Master Sergeant.
Don't forget Vader.
And Law.
We're playing Master Law, right? Yes.
And
Horror. New show on Showtime.
What is that one?
Masters. Well, it's Masters.
Masters.
So I guess that wouldn't count.
No.
Are you going to allow that?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
I don't know.
Genie Master.
How about Master Geronimo and Master Spiewak? The British way of saying Mister.
No, well, then that's just
that
like,
doesn't count
that's
either?
That's just like if you give me the idea of Genie Master.
Hard to come up with. Master's costume.
That counts.
Does that count?
Yeah, that counts.
Thank you.
Listen, welcome back to the real world.
I appreciate it. I'm on my way home. Got to get my Halloween stuff together.
That great 80s band, Master Master.
Grand Master Flash.
Oh, you win.
Hello.
I'm giving it to you on that.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I have an idea for how to get those old people in Florida to love you guys.
Oh, we love idea guys on this show.
Sure,
we love it when people call with ideas.
Sure,
what is it? As you know, we have an open door policy. If you have a skit, a bit, a joke,
suggesting a hint,
call us, write us, or even better, just phone in with it. Well, yeah, lay it on us.
Old people love Bob Barker, and Bob Barker is a friend of yours. So have him on the show. Have him convince the old people that you're great guys.
What a tool.
You can't hear the crickets on the other end, can you?
Because you're mad!
Do you know how people read the Bible? They're studying for their finals.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Seminary humor, I think.
Wow. The 1-2 punch.
You know, we can
he
only
should be
help.
Punished.
Yeah.
Time for me to hang out.
Hey, Joe. No, no, don't hang up yet. Don't hang up yet. Area code 864-764. Hey, Joe, you want to do it?
Freeze, mister.
Okay,
you want to make it happen, Joe?
Block him, Joe.
Do it, Joe. Did you block him, Joe?
I will.
I will.
Doing it right now.
I think okay. I might.
Heard you breathing, John. Listen, much as I would love to discuss all things Halloween,
mm-hmm.
including the annual discussion about candy giveaway, what size is appropriate.
Right. You saddened me yesterday when you said your neighborhood has dried up. There aren't any children in
how old the kids are that show up. What do you do with the teenagers that show up? The fact that I'm like a retard dressing my dog up for no apparent reason. I'll have a picture for you on the web tomorrow. All of that. Mike has, I'm sure, Halloween stuff to discuss. Rob has kids that have Halloween stuff.
Sure.
But because we're so jam-packed today, we have to give the floor to our comrade, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz rarely calls me and says that he's requesting some time. This is like the president going and saying, I want to be on tonight at 9 o'clock.
He's requested equal time?
Call me this morning.
He's shutting down the network.
He's a master of timing. He really is.
Mm-hmm.
He calls with just enough time before Regis comes on.
Uh-huh.
Pleads his case
right.
to get some time in the opening break.
Right. Story.
Because he's very mad at John Norman.
Really?
Yeah.
More hurt than angry.
Oh, no, when I got it this morning, he was mad.
Right.
He was mad at John. And the story I believe, without overselling it, I don't think I oversold Rob's ass story,
no.
has some elements of Buzz traveling and driving.
Oh.
That I know.
Driving or traveling?
Both.
Yes.
Well, traveling.
I love Buzz traveling.
Traveling
sure.
somewhere and Buzz driving. And Buzz being the leader.
Buzz
being the one leading people in traffic now.
Well, I'm the talking car.
We've all had the thrill of driving with Buzz and
flying with Buzz.
Flying with Buzz. So
I remember an occasion where I asked Buzz, what airline are we on? And he said, I don't know. I really didn't. At the time.
I know. You did. Well, you didn't care.
And you didn't think you had to know, and you didn't
so
care.
It didn't matter.
At the point, it
mattered to me.
I needed
desperately.
To know. I was, I wanted to know every detail, and I was looking for my.
I keep myself under need to know at all times.
Here is the background on this, as far as I know. John and Buzz are very good friends.
Yes.
John was going to see Frank Zappa, which to me would be incredible because you would have to get a shovel, but I guess it's the tribute band.
Yes, it's his son Dweezil.
It's Dweezil Zappa.
And a lot of the original band members, apparently.
So, John invites Buzz to go this. Buzz, when he calls me this morning...
Oh, and John, can you hear this? Johnny?
John?
John is not at his
station. John's out of the
room. Running around. There are a million different things he's got to do today.
If John wants to come in for equal time, he's willing. I'll just tell you what Buzz told me.
Very good.
Before we turn the floor over to Buzz.
Yes.
He said, first off, doesn't even really like Frank Zappa. He said to John that he was not really crazy about going.
Oh, see, I didn't get that when I was talking to you guys. I didn't know that you weren't really that into it.
And that John said to him, it's important that you come with me because I want to be at this concert with my friends, and I want to be with friends who will enjoy the experience.
Right.
So Buzz, being the good trooper that he is...
So you went as kind of a favor to a friend.
But partly as a favor to me, because I have, since I was, maybe 15 years old, wanted to like Frank Zappa.
Well, then I guess you were lying to me this morning.
I've tried to like Frank Zappa. I've just not succeeded yet. I like the spirit of Frank Zappa. I respect that.
All things being equal, this is the best way to answer this, and you're not going to offend anybody.
All right.
All things being equal, do you go if John's not inviting you
No.
No. That answers the question.
See, no. Here's the thing.
You give a rat's ass.
Of course, you're not getting the truth from Buzz. You're getting polite Buzz, not the irate Buzz that I got earlier this morning.
Right.
So he said, in no uncertain terms, he really didn't want to go. I don't think he was trying to slight John. He didn't want to go. And even said to John, hey,
like a month ago. At one point, I just thought, you know, this is dumb. I'm not really a fan the way John and his friends are.
Right.
So although the experience sounds great, you know, maybe it would be better. I'd probably be a drag. Maybe it'd be better if I just didn't go. So I said, why don't you give away or sell my ticket, and we'll try something else.
And,
but he insisted, you know, for the social experience and for the exposure to Frank Zappa, you know, and I sort of got the impression that he was going to guide me through this.
John, can we get your input as to why this was so very important to have Buzz there?
John? Because Buzz is my friend. I like doing things with my friend.
Well, no, but beyond that. Yeah, I mean, come on, guys. Give it to him,
faggot.
Yes, we've been carrying on as...
Okay, John, come in the studio, please. So we don't have to hear you on that goddamn intercom and hear your breathing.
He's on his way. Okay. Yeah, you don't hear him breathe.
Because here's the thing. With both of these guys... Not looking to pick a fight and incite a riot today, because these guys are good friends.
Yeah,
but
right.
I just think that they should both drop the pleasantries and the niceties. John, you should know, when I talked to Buzz this morning, told me he didn't want to go see Frank Zappa's band. Told me that he told you that.
He did.
And that you still kind of put the pressure on him to say, come in because I want my buddies to be there.
I did.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you wanted everybody to hang out. What was the driving force to... When he kind of indicated he didn't want, what was the, you know, I mean, if it's, I really don't, I'm confused by
truthfully,
that.
It's because Buzz is my friend. We do things together, and I thought it'd be something that we'd have fun doing.
Without getting to the middle part of the story, which you'll love, Mike, about Buzz driving and being trapped in a building. After Buzz went through all that.
Trapped in a building.
Yes. Why is it if, and I'm only saying what Buzz repeated to me.
All right.
You were such good friends, and you had this thing for Buzz. Why, when he arrived... Did you tell him that you and your real friends would be sitting up there and that Buzz and Joe would be sitting over there, meaning that you would be...
Oh, whoa.
Like, that you and your real friends would be like way up in a balcony and Buzz would have to sit with Joe by himself very far away and separate from you.
Who had the better tickets, Buzz?
I don't know because we couldn't get into each other's section, so I never saw where they were sitting.
You know who had the better tickets.
Do
you have the better tickets?
Johnny.
John
God. There's no good way to answer this.
Hey, now, this is why this is delicious. Hold on a sec.
Well, wait a minute.
I mean, Buzz didn't want to go. John invites him to go. John doesn't even tell him that the seats that he's got are not even by him.
Nowhere near.
I scrambled like crazy to get tickets for everybody. I did what I could. Yes. I bought a batch of four, and then I had to buy two more. And unfortunately, when I bought the second batch, they were not in the same section as the first batch.
Oh, wait a minute.
And I've been killing myself trying to figure out how to work this out since day one. And it's fairly obvious I blew it, and blew it big time.
All right.
I got to ask you this, and please answer me honestly. Was it a decision process to you know, should I tell him? I mean, was it something where you even gave it a second thought, or did you not think it would be a big deal?
Come on, you know how he is. He's like a little lost kid who is out by himself.
No, I don't think, I wasn't worried about it like that, but I didn't, I knew this was going to come up, and I knew that it was going to be a pain in the ass, and I should have tackled it early on and tackled it correctly, and I didn't. I blew it, and Buzz, I am so sorry. I have apologized.
Well, he's so mad at you, John.
So when did you find out? When did you go to the show,
yes,
assuming you're going to be sitting with John Norman?
Part of a gang, part of a group.
Yeah, sure.
Of people who do appreciate Frank Zappa, who can maybe teach me how to appreciate him as well.
Or at least you can vibe off the enthusiasm.
Right.
I'm with you so far.
But now, I can't even see him from where. I don't even know what.
When are you notified? When are you notified of this?
In the lobby, after an adventure you'll hear about shortly, in the lobby when John handed out the tickets, it was like, okay, we're going up here. You and Joe go over there.
That's cold ass.
That's cold, John.
Joe and I get along great. Everything's fine. There's no problem. I can hang out with Joe for almost anywhere for 3 hours.
Is that also when Joe found out, too?
Did Joe, you work with Joe closer than Buzz.
You're with Joe, everybody. Did Joe know you guys were going to be in separate sections?
I think I told him we had two sections.
Joe doesn't give a rat's ass.
Right,
Joe, am I right about that? You could care less.
Joe doesn't care.
He couldn't care less.
He dug the show. He loved the show.
Of course he did.
Yep. So, did you think, John, at any time that Buzz would have a problem when you guys were separated?
Can I go kill myself now?
He did. That would be a
no, for that. I did. It was one of the things I worried about. And I, like I said, I should have handled it different. I did. I blew it. And yeah.
Well, he was very mad at you.
And he should have been.
This is why I don't socialize with anybody on the show.
It's a good policy, Mike.
He was very pissed at you when he called me this morning. And you made another tactical mistake. This has nothing to do with Buzz's feelings. This is just giving you advice.
About Buzz, who's
known Buzz for a long time. If there is a pressure situation to get from, like, point A to point B,
right,
it involves navigating through city streets. Even though Buzz has the talking car.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
With the nav system. Buzz should not be the guy in charge of this.
That I don't believe any navigation system is as good as they say they are. And
took us right to the door of the theater.
It's not Buzz's forte, and it's a lot of... Buzz feels the pressure of everybody making the light at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I feel
there is nothing that you would rather have... There's no responsibility you would rather have taken from you than when we are all traveling to let somebody else make the decisions where we're going and all that. You don't want to be involved in that.
It's not that I don't want to. I don't care.
You could care less.
If I need to be responsible, I will. If I don't, then somebody else take it.
In a pinch.
Right, exactly.
All right, so, you know, you've got a blind... In essence, you've got a blind guy leading you downtown. Because Buzz is, I know I've driven in a caravan with Buzz, and he's very concerned, always looking in his rearview mirror to make sure everybody's following. Which,
well, with all due respect,
slows down the speed.
He'll screw up a caravan, whether he's whatever part of the car he's in. Whoever's in back of him, it might be a problem. I mean, it's a tie between him and Rob when they're driving. Rob's slow driving, but it's crazy. It's insane.
So now we're going to go back to the middle of the story. We'll get back to John's thoughtlessness and Buzz's hurt feelings of the fact that neither one of them is really seeming to come with the passion that I know they feel for this
because
in a moment.
Because we're friends. You know, you have a problem, you hit a bump in the road.
Well, then why don't you call me this morning? What am I, your goddamn counselor?
Yeah, all right.
Are you calling to give me something?
You know what your role is on the show, too, and in private? When we've got a bitch about somebody else, we're going to call you.
I know, but if it's a good bitch like Buzz being hot about John, don't come in today with this pussy stuff like, oh, well, he's my good friend.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he can be your good friend, but... You could be as pissed off as you were this morning.
He sent me away. He made me sit over there.
And now, listen. All right, hold on. Now, Buzz, forget it. John, I'm on your side now. Hold on a second. Listen to this.
What?
So you send Buzz down, wagon train down, leading the caravan.
How many cars?
Just two of us.
Just two. Oh, okay. Easy
now,
caravan.
Currently, they get to the Warner Theater in downtown D.C.
Front door.
From my way of thinking, I've been there more than a couple of times. I mean, there's a parking garage everywhere. There are underground garages in buildings everywhere. There's a gigantic one right across the goddamn street from the Warner Theater.
This is where I ended up.
Now, apparently, Buzz says to me, this is where Buzz gets nervous. They're in front of the...
What did he tell you, Wisconsin all the way down? Did you go all straight through town?
No, we came in on Constitution and then up 12.
Okay, so they took you the highway, right?
So
it's what navigation systems do.
They pull up in front of the Warner Theater, where the show's going to happen. And at that point, I guess, John ducks into a parking facility.
Or there are a bunch down there.
He called me right
at
that
moment. You
have
the Warner Theater, you have the National Theater, you have the Willard Hotel, you have everything
there. Buzz calls you right at that moment.
Right at that moment as I'm past, we're on 13th crossing E, and I know that there's a parking garage right on E Street, right across the street from the Warner. So I hear the phone ring, and it's Buzz, and I realize now that it, just as I pick up the phone, he's past the street as I'm making the turn. And I went, oh.
I didn't know which garage. Here. We were supposed to meet in the same garage. I was supposed to follow him in. I was hoping he would take the lead at that
point. Now, wait a minute.
Hold on.
That's Buzz right there.
There's Buzz. Now, hold on.
Since he knew the garage.
Buzz, in fairness, any other,
I don't make this a man, female, a woman thing, but any other man, if you're downtown,
right.
No matter what city you're in,
uh-huh.
and you see the venue that you have to be at,
right.
and there are other parking garages available,
and you have the cell phone,
you don't have to pull into the exact same one as the guy you're going with. Right?
I knew I didn't have to, but that was the preferred thing, so I thought if I
could... that drove you nuts, didn't it?
It was a little frustrating,
yeah, because you want to be... Yeah, I know how you
now,
operate.
Hold on,
I
now.
Circle the block.
I understand
now.
Exactly how he operates.
He didn't go to... the next parking garage.
No.
He didn't go to the next parking garage.
He can't.
Garage.
I wanted John's. I could.
He
won't.
He spent John's. He spent 15.
This, in the purest sense of the word, I am not trying to offend here, but I'm going to say this the way. When it comes to travel, because in a lot of other ways you do things differently.
Right.
When it comes to travel, and I didn't articulate the right way the first time. You are a follower, not a leader. You do not wish to lead. You wish to follow. You wish to follow if we're in an airport, at the gate, or whatever. And really, you will follow. Seriously, when we've traveled before, when we like get on planes and stuff, you would follow if we were walking down one of the little jetways and we all just jumped down onto the tarmac, you'd follow. And you wouldn't give it a lot of thought because you don't care.
All the other kids are doing it.
So,
no.
But this is
no,
just
here's
travel.
This is
the way you are with travel.
I have a brain.
That has nothing to do with
all
the brain.
Times choose not to
this
use it.
This is by exactly. choice. That's what makes
right.
me mad
this
about it. It's by choice. You
right.
don't. You choose not to give a rat's ass.
The essence
right.
of Buzz.
Right,
he's at the theater in downtown D.C.,
uh-huh.
where there are, as I said, literally garages.
Can I interrupt? Can I interrupt? Let me tell you.
Feet.
Let me tell you why. This is significant, because I'm beginning to get a picture of this right now. The reason this is significant, because if you're in the garage, then you put your car in park, you're next to them, then you're done. You don't have to think
no
about
more,
anything.
No more thinking.
I love that.
Am I right about that?
It's freaking autopilot.
I'm right about
I
that.
Love that.
Yeah.
So... what he does, rather than just go to any of the other garages and just go to the theater, he takes 15 minutes, because down in downtown D.C., nothing but one-way streets.
So the circle around the block gets bigger and bigger.
E Street is like you can never make a right-hand turn. You only keep going left, and he keeps getting farther and farther away from the theater.
Did you get lost?
No. I was always within a block of it. Or two.
Now, is your desire to get back to his parking garage?
That would be that's been my preference all along. Even though
do you understand why, right, Don?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. He wants to get into his car, and then he just wants to go,
leave
me to the theater, leave me to my seat, leave me to the concessions, take me to the front door.
Even if we had parked in different levels of the same garage, I thought to meet at the exit of the garage.
Oh, now that's significant.
You see? So, that's why his garage.
We do live in the age of cell phones.
Right.
Yes. You certainly could have pulled to the next garage, called John, and said, hey, you pulled into a garage, I missed you. I'll meet you right out front of the theater.
After I circled a few times, I did pull into a garage and did call him before I did.
All right, so what are you thinking while this is going on? Are you frustrated? You know his personality.
No, not at all, because...
you've vacationed with him. You've hung out with him. You know that he doesn't like to do stuff like this, right? As far as, you know, he wants you to kind of like be the cruise director.
Well,
and it's not an intellectual thing. It's just what he chooses
to
do.
Usually, neither one of us are allowed to be the cruise director. So neither one.
The wives take
care. Somebody else takes care.
Right.
You should know. Hold on. I'm missing the best part before Buzz gets mad about his food arrangements you had for him and the tickets.
Oh, there's food involved too.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
So Buzz finally goes to the garage, right across the street from the Warner Theater.
Right.
And they put him all the way down to the bottom level, because it's full.
Right.
So he goes to the stairwell. It says this way to theater. He takes the stairs all the way to the top level, where there is a chain link fence, which is locked.
An iron gate, really, that was closed.
And
oh, Jesus.
What he did was he then walked all the way back down to his level, the bottom level, and realized that
were you supposed to walk out through the actual car area? Were you supposed to walk up?
I wasn't sure. Once I was in the stairwell.
What level were you on?
I was on the orange level.
The bottom level.
Like three levels underground.
So he goes back down to where...
I just have to point out that's one of his travel answers, though.
The orange level.
It's an orange level. I love it. I wouldn't want you any other way.
Here's where it gets great.
Yes.
Buzz has already screwed this up because you've driven around the block 8,000 times to get in the same parking garage.
There is a little pressure, I would imagine. What time is the show starting? 8 o'clock?
We were, the ticket said
7:30. So there's tremendous pressure just to get in to see the opening act or the show. Or
now after no opening act. It's after 7:30. We're standing right outside the door. If they start, we know. We can run in. But we're waiting for Buzz.
Waiting for Buzz.
So, haven't started yet. Do I detect a little frustration?
No. Absolutely
yes.
Not.
Oh, you're
no,
lying.
There was a little frustration.
I am not.
Or right, is it just your general negativity? Is that
hold on, Mike. This is where it gets better.
In Buzz, the stairwell?
Buzz is in the stairwell.
I go back down to my level, and I find that the door is locked. And then I try...
The door to the level of your garage?
Right. I can't...
You're trapped between an iron gate and the door to the garage?
That seems to be the case.
No, the iron gate is on... three stairwells above.
Right, but
he goes back down, and it's one of those stairwell doors that doesn't open from the inside. So he then says to me, he realizes he can't get cell reception.
I'm underground.
He then said he spent 5 minutes screaming for help.
Oh, my.
Help! Can you picture this Buzz screaming for help?
No one came.
Jesus. How? Well, the level you're on... Did you go through the wrong door or something?
Orange, three levels down. No, I go back.
Was there an elevator or anything?
I remembered, I noted that the gate, this iron gate that I told you about across the stairwell, across the stairway, was closed, but I knew it was short, and I thought maybe I can climb over it and somehow get to ground level and humanity.
Yeah, right. It sounds like a scene from the Titanic.
Right, MacGyver.
So,
is there water coming in?
I go back, I'm getting ready to climb over it, and that's when I find out that it's not really latched or locked, and really all you have to do is push it open.
It's spring locked.
You didn't attempt that the first go around. No, it was a big iron gate.
Why, Mike?
What's the point?
Why do that?
He cares not to do that. It's obviously closed. It says to me, do not come this way.
So this is... This is all just too great. I'm getting this from Buzz.
What time is it? 9:45 by now, or what?
Yes, it's almost bedtime.
I'm getting this rapid fire from Buzz where he says, I've got to lead and I've got the talking car, and they go to the garage that I can't see, and then I got to drive on effing E Street for 15 minutes,
and around
then,
around.
Then I go into the stairwell.
So is he attempting to blame John Norman for this?
No, he's just mad. He's just mad. Situation.
Like you said, this is just me. This is the kind of stuff that happens to me.
Then he's telling me, he says...
Then I
get locked in the stairwell, and for about 5 minutes I'm screaming help, 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 and then I finally open up the iron gate and I get there. Now keep in mind that I've not had anything to eat. I fortunately had a can of Slim Fast in the car, so I drank that on the way.
Once the panic was over,
Buzz said this as well. He said that he thought that they would have food.
Southside when they were ordering it.
They went out. John's friends went out as I was starting the news and got sandwiches for
them. Yeah, you ordered one.
It was a brilliant idea.
That was brilliant.
But I couldn't eat mine during the news, which is when everybody else ate theirs. And then being the lead car and taking us a route with which I was not familiar.
John,
say something.
Didn't really.
if you don't say something, you're the pussy of all time.
Because
you should see John's body language.
Didn't think I should eat and drive at the same time.
You can't eat an effing sandwich and drive with the navigation on?
It was dark and crazy out there. So I just wanted to be...
Scared, kid.
Again,
you're thinner than me. I can eat blindfolded and driving.
As you said earlier, I feel responsible for everybody in my caravan. So I'm really...
John, say something to him.
Focused on driving.
I feel like the biggest ass on the planet.
So he gets there, and then I guess you give him like...
You're lightheaded due to lack of food.
I grab the Slim Fast. Once I break my way out of the stairwell, then I drink my Slim Fast as I'm crossing the street to the theater.
And then John gives him like this hour-old sandwich that's kind
of... No. It was still in my car. I actually ate it on the way home.
What time did the sandwiches get here? Right before the news?
It's like 6:30.
Oh, okay. So they did get there in the middle of the news, and you couldn't scarf that down, like coming out of the parking lot.
Like, how about during commercials?
In retrospect, I should have eaten it during one of our short commercial breaks.
but somehow, you wanted to blame others for that.
Well, I just thought it blended into the fabric of the story very nicely.
So then he says to me,
"God, he's supposed to be laid back, man. It's a Zappa kind."
So then he says, after all that he gets there, and then John screws him on the ticket.
There's no defense of that one.
And then he says,
"You know that, John." You know.
Then he says, the obligatory stuff.
Funny though,
that he likes Joe and that he has a good time with Joe.
Yeah.
After 90 minutes of what turns out to be a 3.5-hour show.
Oh, there is no one on the planet
Buzz
that I could sit for 3.5 hours.
He can no longer stand it, so he just got up and left.
I felt it was there.
Now that I like.
I gave it a good American try, and then I felt it was just pointless to continue, so I went home. And
90 minutes is good.
And I drove home eating my sandwich, listening to melodies on my iPod.
Thinking of ways to kill me slowly.
No.
Actually, did you stay for the whole 3.5 hours?
Positively. Could have stayed all night long. I'd still be there if they were playing.
Of course you were there with your friends.
As I understand it, Dweezil and the gang did a great job of a nearly perfect job of replicating Frank's
hey,
music.
Buzz.
So everybody was happy.
You would have known that if you had been sitting by your friend John.
What's the biggest thing?
Who told you?
What's the hit? What's the thing everybody waits for? The Zappa song.
All of nothing.
See,
all of you know, it's not commercial type stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Right, he sucks.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, come on, Frank Zappa sucks. Really?
No, they're a very tight band if you like chaos. It's for me, it's like bang, crash, honk, tinkle, squeak.
I've heard Zappa. That's kind of what it's like.
Please watch out where the Huskies go. Don't you eat that yellow snow.
Very talented.
That's the late Frank Zappa in a nutshell.
And I have a lot of respect for his fans, except for the fat chick next to me in the back row with the muffin top that she had the midriff. With the belly hanging over, jiggling and dancing and hooting.
Can I go climb back onto my rock now?
I thought it was a great night. What do you think?
This is Frank Zappa. Possibly his most commercial offer.
Yes.
Isn't Frank Zappa like Grateful Dead light?
More jazz? It's kind of a rock band.
What is the attraction? Can you articulate the...
No! You're defending that you believe that this man is God.
This is your band, right? This is your favorite band in the whole wide world.
One of my favorites.
One of your favorites. Who would be up there?
Who's over
Yeah.
Who's over this guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Favorite bands? Aerosmith, AC/DC, okay. Grateful Dead.
Okay.
More than Zappa?
Yeah. They're ahead of Zappa.
Yeah.
All right, you're up for it.
Would you have been as enthusiastic if these other bands, if Aerosmith was coming to town for the 18,000th time?
No, see, because I...
You wouldn't bring friends in from the North Pole or anything
This is special. Last time
Mike, it's good you bring that up.
Incidentally, they were very nice guys.
Your real friends who were here for most of the show yesterday, who sat with you last night, did they have a good time?
I believe they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you would know you were sitting right next to them.
Right there with them.
Were they staying at your casa?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, okay. All right.
Did you know that Buzz left early?
Yeah, I found that out when we met Joe.
So are these two, how long have you known these people?
Since we were children.
Oh, then it's worth losing a friend over these two guys. I'm kidding, of course.
Well, you know, Washington, D.C. is a dangerous city.
It is.
You know, poor Buzz. Poor Buzz. You know, we're lucky he wasn't attacked and raped.
Right.
Uh-huh. Raped and beat within an inch of his life on the dangerous orange level.
Buzz likes things
by
to
himself.
Be arranged. Buzz likes things to be arranged. I've arranged a few outings for you.
Yes, you have.
And
very nicely.
And he likes things to be arranged.
I do.
I will never make this mistake.
it's my fault. I mean, I should have agreed to go in the first place.
There you go. You should. If you said that to me this morning.
If you're not a huge fan of Zappa, I mean, I think he's talented. I think his fans are crazy about him. But if you're not a huge fan, you have no business going.
Stop being such a goddamn apologist. You didn't want to go because you don't like Frank Zappa.
Not so much.
And you're an ass because you should have had seats for him by you. That's all. And I'm lucky you weren't hurt in that stairwell.
Yes, you are.
Right.
We all are. That's right.
God, 3.5 hours?
Three.
Put a shotgun in my mouth.
Three, maybe a little
less. Honest to God. Mike. They sell booze?
Yeah.
Buzz told me that didn't help.
Vodka did not help.
That was another quote from Buzz. Vodka was.
I mean,
no help.
You know, how long was the Wayne Newton show that we went to?
3 hours.
That was 3 hours, Rob. I think that was an hour and 10 minutes.
Seemed like 20 minutes.
Damn, it flew by though.
Tied right out of.
You know, do you think? Hey, I got a question for you. Do you think the condition we were in the night of Wayne Newton? Do you think we could have enjoyed Zappa?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
No, I don't think so.
We would have lasted a very short time.
No way. Yeah. Besides, if we had gone with John and we found out our tickets were not with John,
oh boy,
we would not have walked in the theater.
You're very close.
You know, you and me.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It would have been like, hey, screw this.
You guys are down here, and we're, what? Okay, enjoy. Okay, yeah, I'm going to be right in.
Have fun with your real friends with the frosted hair.
We would have done it pussy-wise, though. We would have been pussies about it, because we would have let them walk in, and then we would have walked out.
You know why? because at one point they would have said, because you and I would imagine they would say, where are our beloved Don and Mike? Oh, my God, I can't believe, perhaps they've left. Perhaps we've offended them in some way, when the truth, it was probably just like with Buzz.
But you know the...
You didn't even know Buzz was gone until what? Until what, halftime?
No, like, there was no
half.
No,
it was
like 11 o'clock.
So, oh, they go. They don't even take a break.
No, no break. God, how self-serving.
Seriously, man. That's why. You know, so you want to know why they're not commercial. That's why.
So when the show was over, you found Joe, and Joe said what to you about Buzz?
I said, "Where's Buzz? He left about an hour and a half ago."
Joe stayed for the whole thing all by himself.
Yeah. Joe had a blast.
Joe was telling me upstairs. Joe was saying, "Awesome."
It was.
Joe was saying, "Absolutely awesome."
What I hear. Yeah.
No, but we all know the.
I know what Buzz said.
We all know the omelet between his ears, so don't worry about
Buzz
it.
Buzz said it sucked ass.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
Hey, but in a way, Buzz, he did you a favor by not, because would you have felt obligated if you had been sitting with John to stay for the whole show?
No,
you would have slipped.
If I felt I was having such a bad time, it wasn't going to get better, and I was dragging other people down. Yeah, I'd leave.
You would have stayed for a few more minutes, though.
It would make it look good, sure.
90 minutes is good.
Pretty
anyway.
Strong. Pretty good try, I thought.
God.
Pretty good.
That's like a normal concert.
Thank God you were able to navigate your way back to that garage.
No problem.
And get your car out of the much dreaded orange level by yourself.
No problem.
Without John there and his car parked right next to you.
Jesus.
Wow.
So did you guys have a good time?
I was the play, Mrs. Lincoln.
All right, Rob, bring in your sexy nurses.
Okay, yeah. Hey, the nurses are here.
They're standing by for fast service. And then we are going to just get right to strip trivia.
All right.
You know, I only wish one time that one of these things that I hear off the air actually would come to fruition the way I hear it off the air.
I know.
I heard Buzz today, although he was amicable and friendly.
Yeah. Hey, when I bitch about people, I usually translate it pretty well.
At the same time, he was as mad as I've ever heard him. Like, wow. Pissed off that he had to drive. Hi, honey.
Hi there.
Wow.
How are you?
I just like to point out, I believe
it. Oh, it's the... Hi, ladies. How are you? You guys came all the way from Virginia over here.
You better cover those things up. For goodness sake. Makes me want to wear pink. Breast Awareness Month. I know it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, right. But I like to think it's just Breast Awareness Month. This
like
is fun.
In my house?
You know, this is, I believe seriously that this is one of the greatest perks of doing this radio show, that every year we get our flu shot on the air to remind everybody to get their flu shots. She's coming right over to me. What's your name, Nursey Wonder?
I'm Louise. They call me Nurse Wonderful.
Wow. Nurse Wonderful's going to stick me right now.
There we go. Everybody, she got a flu shot. You know this. Website here in the D.C. area, www.innova.org /flu.
It is done.
And I am done. We will have all of the information on our website about how you can...
Thank you, Nurse Wonderful.
Get your flu shot, because there's no shortage this year, so get it. Phone number 877-895-5BUG.
Wonderful. I'm all done. Watch out for that step. It's a killer. Boy, you just remind me when we have a strip trivia in here, I'm going to have to remind those people about my little riser over here.
Buzz is turning
because I'm so short.
Don't fall on those needles.
Hey, oh, my God. Get in your butt.
Right? Hey, look at Buzz. Hey. Look at Buzz wearing his Superman shirt today.
This is why he wore it. Look at him. And he's like, you notice he pulls up the tattoo sign.
Of course he does.
It's Captain Penis.
Hey, there he is.
God.
Captain Stairwell.
Unbelievable.
Captain raped in a stairwell.
Captain, I don't know where I'm going. Captain, you lead, I'll follow. Buzz is done. Don, have you gotten yours yet?
I'm ready. Come on over.
Get over there and give Donnie his.
And then it's Robbie's turn. You will. You've been on the orange level long.
Yeah, I live down here. I live on the third.
Yeah, he's done. You got to go around to Don's side. Oh, you're Purelling. That's okay. That's good. We want a sanitary environment. This entire radio station is a petri dish of germs here.
Oh, Mike, it's cleaner than the other one.
Oh, yeah, it is, yes.
What's really great is for all five shots, they just use one needle.
Exactly. We're all clean.
I am.
I was only an IV drug user for a short period of time. Oh, my God, he's got an air bubble.
No problem. See,
I have to give you another shot.
That is.
Did you get your Band-Aid?
That is how
no,
we
I didn't. He's not bleeding.
Oh, really? Was I bleeding?
I'm tougher.
I had a little drop.
I'm tougher. All right, time now for Rob to get his, and then we are done.
All right. Thanks. Now, Rob is might have an issue with someone.
We want to thank again Nurse Rachel and Nurse Louise.
Yeah!
a drop of blood. Are you going to...
Another figure.
Oh, I must have drank.
I love that gag, Drain.
I do love that gag.
Don't pop a vessel in your ass, Robbie.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, Rob, that's good with your anal fissure. That's
thank
a good
you very
thing.
Much.
Careful.
Well, we do want to thank Nurse Rachel and Nurse Louise.
Yes, Nurse Rachel and Nurse Louise.
It's so grateful for you coming out here. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much,
thank you very
ladies.
Much.
That's a great perk. We got flu shots. So now, I guess, that means no sick days, right?
That's right.
None
right.
allowed
right.
until February.
You work straight through.
No, it's got to last longer than February,
yeah.
Mike.
June 22nd.
That's the one.
Do you have to work a birthday plug in?
I pulled that date out of my ass, baby. You asked me for another date. I came up with one. Only thing that pulled into my hand.
That would be Nurse Rachel, Nurse Louise, and it's www.inova.org/flu. So we all got the shots,
yay.
And Rob did the screaming, and Buzz is angry, and John was over here the whole time Buzz was telling that story. John's body language was indicating, you know, he felt at one time uncomfortable, then he felt mad, then he had to look like, God, what a huge pussy. Then he was shamed because he knew that he had hurt Buzz's feelings. John, there's a reason John's in the back room. God bless him. He simply cannot articulate.
But the whole time Buzz was telling his story, John was sitting down by his side with both his middle fingers extended.
John looked like Michael J. Fox during those ads.
You don't have any problem doing that to me, do you? You wouldn't do that to your buddy, though.
That's
for
sure. He didn't say a word, but goddamn, he was like...
You can lip off to O'Mara all the time. But he had the middle fingers extended for Buzz. You didn't want him to see him.
That's right. He was doing like a Mr. Elastic thing. It was like arms left, right, plastic mask. But God can't say anything about beloved Buzz.
Right.
No one
can't say anything. Well, beloved Buzz had stuff to say to you about you, beloved Johnny. That he hated Frank Zappa.
He has apologized, and I've accepted.
So everything is all right with the world.
Yes. Oh, okay. And, Rob, where we stand on strip trivia, do we have a final countdown of contestants?
John, are we at 5-5?
Johnny, Yanni?
Hold on. My list is buried under flu supplies.
Oh, you're getting your shot. They're getting their shot right now.
I got six ladies and five guys.
Yeah, baby.
You know what that means?
Hello.
We
will start when we get back.
Hello.
Welcome to Taco City, everybody.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Who dropped the chalupa?
Who's hungry on this Halloween?
Huh?
We've got 11. Does that make 11 or
it
was that
10?
Yeah, 11. 11 people, all of them wearing costumes.
And since we need one more guy, Buzz has generously decided he's going to participate.
Mike, I think we're going to go with more girls than guys.
Fantastic.
Give the girls a better chance to win.
I like that.
The sixth contestant is Nurse Louise.
Yeah, baby.
Be okay with me.
Thanks for sticking around.
Yeah.
All right. Don't forget that juice for the surgeon. Mike Goldberg's birthday.
Big deal.
90 days, Jay.
My attorney will be in touch.
All
big
right.
deal. I want a big party.
Time to get out the...
Don't forget it, Don.
Beach towel. I won't, Mike. I never do. Beach towel time. We'll meet your contestants. Your starting lineups for strip trivia. And I believe, Kong, have we taken their pictures for the website yet?
Yes, and I think some of them have allowed their face.
Hey!
Those pictures will go up as soon as we begin to compete.
Okay, so it'll be either faces or bodies are going up with these contestants, so you can play along at home.
We're cooking with grease now.
A couple nice face shots.
Yeah.
Face shots.
A couple of facials.
Sure.
Reminds me. Oh, see, I'll save it for tomorrow. But I'll just tell you, I went to a website. Here's the problem.
What is the problem?
I don't feel comfortable going, like, to wherever the place is where you buy pornos.
Uh-huh.
Well, whatever store it is, the porno store.
Oh, they vary. I go to many.
So anyway, it was, I saw an ad for a...
NBC late night video.
Yeah, I don't...
Free DVD. If you want a brick and mortar store.
I don't feel comfortable going in there.
Uh-huh.
So I've been looking for one particular tape, a DVD.
Do you order online? You do that?
Well, I did today.
Have you done it before?
No. And, God, I mean... I had to reset my entire computer system. I had to reset Norton and every other goddamn antivirus because all I did was order one simple... Can't a man even order Handies Across America Volume 5 without being subjected to a barrage then every 2 seconds of pop-ups like, hey, sexy, would you like me to S your D? And
have you checked your spam recently?
Mike, the whole system right now is shutting down.
Because not only will you get the pop-ups, really? You're probably going to get a lot of like emails from people.
You should have asked me. I would have given you a safe site.
Buzz, I thought that this one was a safe site.
Ah.
I thought it was safe. I felt like you in the stairwell last night.
Buzz's site is lockedinthegarage.com.
I'll tell you about it tomorrow, about the shame of ordering porno on the internet and why I ended up having to use a live operator and couldn't do it all online.
No. Yeah, I am fascinated by this. I would never, ever try to do that because I know that's exactly what would happen.
Well, it's not like I can go to Amazon.com and put in Candies Across America Volume 3 or go to Tower or Amazon or anything.
Right. Shame.
Business.
Shame you can't do that.
It is a shame.
Go to a secret room.
Got a break?
All right. Tell you about it tomorrow. We'll meet your contestants for Strip Trivia when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My mysterious captor, Captain Demo, was standing in the open door of my cabin, her bronzed arms folded across her bronzed breasts. She was almost clasping her elbows, if you know what I mean. If you don't know what I mean, try folding your arms in front of you with two huge saucepans strapped to your chest. Of course, her breasts were much more shapely than huge saucepans, but every bit as big. Aside from the scant cover of her arms, her entire body was, as usual, brazenly nude. She smiled and gestured with a sensuous wave of her hand toward the smoking stand. "You puffs of opium to prolong your staying power," she murmured in a low, sultry voice. "Thanks," I said, "but I don't need artificial stimulants, as you'll soon learn." "Teach me, hated imperialist," she gasped, her eyes pools of sexy jade beneath her long black lashes. "Let's see how long you can coexist when I unleash my socialist sex upon you." Our lips locked, our tongues wrestled while the maelstrom swirled, while her long scarlet fingernails raked my back and her legs flailed the bed. She was a twisting tornado of aroused femininity, a tempestuous typhoon of berserk blonde bliss, a hot hurricane of fulminating flesh. "Master me," she shrieked. "Ravish me, violate me, possess me, faster, faster."
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, faster, please. Hey, I don't know what happened to the thing with the guy saying that you're listening to the show. Well, we'll find it. We only got 8,000 tapes in here today. You know it's the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'd
like
to say hi to my girlfriend Carla, because you are playing one of her favorite songs.
Oh, Boingo Boingo, right?
Loves this song.
All right, Dead Man's Play. It's a Halloween treat, Mike. And there you go, Rob. Got it. Thank you, Kong. And now, Dude Walker.
A division of Line One Industries International, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, just ahead of ringing in everybody for Strip Trivia. I don't even know if I should promote this or not for tomorrow's show.
Yes.
Besides Joe, Trick or Beer, we will have an in-studio concert that I like to call a faggot serenade. And it'll be, and I'm the faggot.
Okay.
I'm the faggot. I don't even know if we should promote this.
Who will be serenading you?
Tomorrow on the show, live in the studio, is it two members or three members?
One original member and his bass player.
The Bay City Rollers?
The Bay City Rollers.
Are still playing.
They sure are, Mike.
Wow.
I'm a faggot. You know? I like the Bay City Rollers. I mean, I like some of their songs, but they're on my iPod.
How many hits?
Bay City Rollers? Maybe 8 or 9. 8 or 9 real
hits. How many artists can say they've had 8 or 9 hits?
Well, how many of them wore dresses? You know, and there's the whole...
Are you going to swoon when they serenade? Are they going to sing for us?
Yes, they are.
And like bring maybe one of those little Casio keyboards?
I'm not sure if it's going to be like a harpsichord.
Uh-huh. I like music when we bring it into the studio. Why not?
Live music.
But it's the Bay City.
I like music, Don. Any kind of music.
Not that, but...
Any kind you want.
Anything you want.
So anyway, tomorrow it's a faggot concerto.
No, faggot would be appropriate. Faggot.
Faggot.
You're a faggot.
The faggot concerto.
Don't be a silly faggot.
Rob said to me,
We have a chance for the Bay City Rollers to come in the studio.
And you said...
He said, do you want to do it on the air, or do you want him just, like, to play for you in the office?
What are you going to do when Leno or Letterman call, Rob, and try to get you away from us? That's what I want to know.
I don't know, Mike.
Talent booker to the stars.
The Bay City Rollers would be fine.
He worked it out. Anyway, that's tomorrow. Now let's play the game.
Yeah. It's time for Don and Mike to play a favorite game.
It's a good one.
Frontal Radio Nudity Strip Trivia by name.
Strip trivia.
And a room full of exhibitionists.
Okay, we got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 girls, and what are you putting in there?
I'm trying to get it out. Jam.
Don't worry about it.
A total of 11 contestants.
Do not worry about it. Please get that music ready. Boy, God damn, is he nervous today.
He is not going on.
Absolute nervous, Sally.
Well, he's had some health issues.
Rob, I apologize. I forgot your ass is on fire. Let's meet our contestants.
Very good.
For our biggest strip trivia ever, it's Halloween, and everybody's wearing your costume.
Very exciting.
And we normally have prizes and cash for everybody.
Right.
This time, it is a one-person-takes-all $2,500 prize.
One of the biggest prizes we've ever given away on strip trivia, so I'm very excited.
So we're going to meet our contestants now, one at a time, and let's start with the gals. Why don't you wheel in Leslie?
Leslie, enter and sign in, please. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Leslie.
How are you?
Hi, sweetie. Hello.
Hello.
There's the microphone working. Good.
And with our new studio configuration, there's good news and bad news.
Mm-hmm.
We have much more room.
Yes.
That's good news.
Yes.
The bad news.
I'm moving my trash barrel.
The bad news for poor Snake Bit Buzz is that, remember how he used to leave his little news cubicle at the other place? And
he used to hang back in our studio. He'd come over to our studio and he'd just ogle. That's what he would do.
And it was not great for the listener because you wouldn't get to hear Buzz's insight.
And I'm looking forward to that today.
We didn't have enough microphones. Well, now in Buzz's news studio, his news lounge, Buzz will be in there with the guys, and there is so much room that Buzz can actually stand towards the front of the room, and the stink factor with the fellas will be in the back of his room.
The room has zones.
Very, very
exciting. I'm in one zone, they're in another zone.
We decided that you guys planned that well. You got to be in the same room as the ladies, and Buzz is with the guys.
Always has been.
That's how
it works. We have played strip trivia forever, Leslie. Now, Leslie, when you called in, who was the celebrity you said you most resemble?
You know what? They didn't even ask me that.
Oh, they didn't ask you?
No. The only one I've ever been told I look like is Jenna Elfman, which is Dermot and Greg.
Jenna Elfman, all right. And you're wearing the whole military camo thing?
Military. My husband's in the military. So.
And you are down to 5 articles of clothing?
But, you know, minus the socks, but they're cold.
All right. You're a cutie, Leslie.
Thank you.
Now, did you allow your picture to go on the intro net?
Yes.
Cool.
Beautiful. All right, guys. That's Leslie. Nice seeing you, Leslie.
Thank you, Leslie. Let's bring in our next contestant.
See you in a moment. Mike, let's start meeting the guys. This is always where it gets interesting.
Always interesting on strip trivia.
All of them singing on To Catch a Predator.
How delightful that he's got a mask on.
There is...
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
There is... Steve.
Steve.
Hi, Steve.
How are you, Steve?
Steve.
Steve.
Hi, gentlemen.
Steve, we're going to probably need you to, as much as I hate to tell you,
take the mask off for a second.
Take
Steve.
Off the mask.
Ah!
Oh, put it back on.
Put it back on.
Hi, Steve. Now you don't need to put it back on, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve, you
got real hot there.
Steve, you are a weird, weird looking man.
Thank you.
Where are you from, sir?
Originally Ohio.
Steve, you're not one of those guys that they're saying has to stay in his house on Halloween, are you?
No, sir. Okay.
What does he look like?
Dead ringer for Ed Harris.
Ed Harris.
Ed Harris in a loony bin, maybe.
Ed Harris, a little combination of Ed Harris and the evil guy from Saw.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh.
And Mike, if you look him in the eyes, he's got some Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just a real, real cocktail, real hodgepodge. Where are you from there, Steve?
Ohio.
Ohio originally.
Originally, but now I live in Burtonsville.
Somehow didn't want to cough that information up, but we finally got it out of you.
What do you do, sir?
Sell produce.
You sell produce?
Sure,
really?
You do. You wash your hands a lot. Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I've been told Woody Harrelson.
There's a little Woody Harrelson
there,
that
too.
Do you specialize in spinach?
Yes.
And what are you dressed as today?
The Grim Reaper.
The Reaper.
All right, thank you. Get out of here,
thanks,
Steve.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It didn't take long to get the first one that scares me.
Mike, let's meet our next woman.
All right.
Hello.
Her name is... a redhead. Yeah,
her
baby.
Is Melanie.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. And you are dressed as...
I'm a goth prom queen.
A goth prom queen.
So did you make your sash yourself? It says goth high prom. Did you make that yourself?
Yes, it is.
Very, very creative. I like that.
That's a nice outfit you have on. Are you a natural redhead?
No, I'm not.
Oh. We'll find out.
It's a nice color job, though. You look natural. You really do.
Been doing a long time.
To love you think you most resemble?
I said the girl from CSI, but shorter with red hair, but people are telling me.
Oh, you're prettier than that gap-tooth girl on CSI.
Thank you.
You really are.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying.
Yeah, I don't look like anybody. That's why I couldn't.
Because, you know, you're an attractive woman, and I'm trying to figure out the celebrity you most resemble.
Like the band camp girl.
Yeah, maybe, but not even
hold
better
on,
looking
hold
than that.
Say that, and I think I'm prettier. Than
you are? No, you're definitely prettier.
The band camp girl is not really a...
I think she is.
Yeah, no, she can be. She can be.
Yeah, but that's
boy,
not really
I,
a compliment.
I got it. I just got to figure it out. I think I know, but I can't... The name escapes me.
Did
right
you allow
now
your picture to be taken for the internet?
Yes, I did.
All right, beautiful. Very, very nice.
Thank you. See you soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right.
Let's meet now Guy number two.
Hot dog. Cam.
His name is Cam.
Cam.
K-A-M. And as you see, Mike, he is dressed in a hot dog suit. He's a wiener.
I have one question for you, Cam. Is that a rental?
No. As you can see, there's many a stain on the costume.
They look biological, actually.
From many a costume party.
How long you had that costume?
About a year and a half now.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Every day?
21.
All right, so here's the deal, Mike. Bart's 21 and a half.
Right.
You might recall that Bart owns his own banana suit. Right?
Yes.
He finally figured out, why should I keep renting a costume every year when I have a perfectly good banana suit?
So does he usually go out as a banana every year now?
I talked to him this morning, and I said, are you ready for the banana suit? And the words I've finally been waiting to hear as a father, Dad, the banana suit is no longer in my repartee.
Okay. Oh. But he will be dressing up.
Oh, he's going tonight as Bill, and his friend is going as Ted.
Okay. I like that. Not bad at all. That's
so
good.
You've got the hot dog costume. What, are you like my kid? Did you buy it just because you wear it all the time?
Yeah, no, I bought it last year for Halloween, and I actually won a costume contest with the costume. It's been sitting in my trunk.
I don't know why this guy's making me laugh, but he's making me laugh. Maybe it's the suit. What about the 5 feet? Something about a guy in a hot dog suit.
Yeah, so I won a costume contest, a little break dance, and I got first place in the costume contest.
Boy, that must have been a hell of a costume contest if you won first place with that suit.
Well, I mean, it was still in good condition. It's been sitting in my trunk for the past year.
It's a one-piece suit. How's he going to take off 5 pieces? Well, because he's got stuff under the suit.
Okay. And the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I've got Adam Sandler before.
All right.
Really? Where Adam Sandler in Afghanistan?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you look more like the Ali G to me now. Get out of here.
Where do you get the name Cam? How did you get that name?
It's shortened of my full name.
Got me in?
No.
All right. What is your real name? Your first name?
Cameron, but it's just short.
Cameron. We know a Cameron.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
very good.
Thank you, Cam. That's Cam the Hot Dog Man.
Uh-huh.
Mike, here's our third female contestant. I remember speaking to her on the phone yesterday.
I did, too.
Her name is Mina.
Mina!
Hi.
Oh, Mina's a sexy minx.
Now, Mina, what were we talking about? I remember it, too, but the subject escapes me. What were we talking about with you? Were you the one that we were asking if you were on any prescription medications?
No.
That was another lady. Okay.
Correct.
You're cute.
Thank you.
I mean, not that the other ones aren't. Really, we've not had a pick yet, but boy, you'd be the first one I'd do. Really.
You'd be the second in the studio.
Wow.
I'd be the second in the studio, so you would do what, Mike first?
Rob.
Hold on. Stop. That would have been my guess.
You find yourself sexually... I stopped the music.
This is great. I think this is a wonderful development.
You find yourself sexually attracted... to Rob?
Sure, of course, yeah.
She's kidding.
God bless you. You know what I feel like doing? I feel like doing the football team dramatic movie clap where you see somebody go.
Yeah, Rob! Rudy! 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 Rudy!
That's wonderful.
You know, he's chock full of suppositories.
Oh, you just threw him under the bus.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I heard about the fissure.
He's healing.
Sorry to hear about that.
All right, this will be the cincture right here. When you heard about the fissure,
cincture,
Mina,
the fissure.
Did it turn you on when you heard that story?
Well, yes, that's actually what drew me to
you. Of course.
It's a fetish. Yeah, I have a website and everything. I have no idea.
Oh, God, stop it.
Who are you dressed as, and who's the celebrity you think you most resemble, Mina?
I'm dressed as Moon Unit Zappa.
Oh, that's very appropriate for today.
That's good.
Thank you.
What's the dog? What's the puppet? What are you doing with it?
Does
she carry
that?
It's a cat.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hard to see. Just for the hell of it.
Nice kitty.
Did she carry that around or?
Yeah, I guess.
And who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Anne Nicole Smith, maybe.
Oh no, because you're a brunette.
Anne Nicole Smith on
Farrah
Mars.
Fawcett.
Tina Fey.
Hey,
Tina Fey. Tina Fey.
You're good looking. You don't even know it.
Tina Fey.
Thank you. See you in a minute.
Thank you, Mina.
Bye-bye.
Very nice. Thank you.
And that tough, she's a really good looking woman. Who do you look like? Anna Nicole Smith.
Don't look anything like that.
Nothing like that.
This is Andrew.
Andrew.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Andrew. How you doing, dude?
Good. How are you?
Doing very well. Andrew, you are dressed as?
A guy who crashed his jetpack.
A guy
lovely.
Who crashed his jetpack.
It's a homemade costume.
Can't tell. Where are you from, Andrew?
Vienna, Virginia.
Vienna. Oh, our backyard. Rob doesn't care for Vienna.
No, I got the greenhouse there.
The
only greenhouse.
Rob says the entire town is tan.
Andrew, what do you do for a living, sir?
Oh, I'm a student.
Right on.
Where do you go to school, Andrew?
Northern Virginia Community College.
13th grade.
Bravo.
Yeah.
We did that in three syllables. What are you majoring in?
Just science, chemistry.
Boogers.
Yeah, pre-med.
Okay, Napoleon.
Dingleberries.
Napoleon, when we had you on the phone, did you tell the guys what celebrity you most resemble?
I think, you ever seen that movie U-571?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
I watched it recently.
I look like one of the captain guys, the younger guy.
With great detail, Andrew.
You
that's the kind of initiative that's going to get you through.
Get out of here, Andrew.
Get out of here.
Bye-bye. No. Hey, let's meet another woman.
One of the captain guys.
Wow.
Oh, a kitty cat. Yeah. Wow.
You know
this is lovely.
Hey. Forget what I said about the last girl.
You've changed your mind again? You're so fickle that way.
She's no plain Jane.
Is this Jane?
Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
And it's obvious what you're dressed as. You're dressed as a little kitty cat.
Yes, sir.
I love
stop
kitty
this
cat.
Crazy thing.
Wow.
You got like a dance skin leotard thing on. You've got the pussy the hairs on your face. The
whiskers?
The whiskers.
They're called whiskers.
Whiskers?
They're not called the other thing.
Pussy cat hair.
That may not have made it, but I sure as I pray. You know, there's certain things that are so damn funny, I hope it made it on
the
she's wearing, and the thing I like, I don't know if you can see it from here, she's got fishnets on.
Fishnets.
Which absolutely.
Winner.
Nice tail.
How may we ask how old you are? How old?
25. Did you hear Hecky over there start really getting a little more vocal
we
than
were
he normally is?
I was helping.
Nice tail, he says.
And who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble, Jane?
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway. And we all. Yeah, that's a winner.
Let me just say this is a compliment for you. In my humble opinion, you have already made strip trivia for me. This is wonderful. You're going to have a good time. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
See you very soon.
All right.
Bye-bye. And now, as we continue the up-down cycle of our penises, let's welcome
another
Bill.
Predator.
Here we go.
Y'all say?
Bill. Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Oh, y'all, how you doing?
Recently featured on Dateline NBC.
Oh, I know who you're going
with. I remember this guy from one of our Reno-style shows. He's the guy that I identified as a Dale Jr. lookalike.
That's right.
This would also be the costume that I hate the most.
Oh,
whether men or women go as this kid. Do you know who he's dressed as? And I can tell from the vantage point.
I thought Anna Nicole Smith, Mike.
It's Monica, isn't it?
You're both wrong. You're definitely wrong.
Well, you know why I said that? Because you have a very stained dress.
Yes.
Who are you dressed as? You're dressed as a
most
woman.
Definitely the lovely and talented, multi-talented.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Now you are retarded.
He's mentally retarded.
Definitely lost two condoms somewhere. Somewhere, I don't know where they are. I don't know where they are.
Who was the celebrity you said you most resemble?
Oh my
God. Well, that's what I'm saying. I was definitely at the Hooters, apparently, both of them.
No, he looks like Dale Jr. without all of his...
Oh, Dale
Jr. I had a very homoerotic experience meeting you, Don. You said I look like...
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Uh-huh.
That's homoerotic.
Are you under the influence of anything
medication
right now?
Of course
all right,
not.
Thank you. Get out of here.
Thanks.
You're dressed like a girl.
Thank you.
Mike, let's bring in, speaking of
Let's bring in a girl named Monica.
Monica.
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello there.
Who he?
There she is.
Now, you called. We talked to you yesterday or the day before?
Yesterday.
Yesterday we talked to you, Monica. Where are you from?
Prince George's County.
Prince George's
Baby,
County.
Baby, we got some brown sugar going here. Now, are you dressed as a kitty cat as well?
I'm a pussycat doll.
A pussycat doll.
A pussycat
yes,
doll.
You are.
Ah. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Yeah. Now, Monica, when we talked to you, who's the celebrity you said you most resembled?
Fantasia.
You're prettier than Fantasia.
Only because of the hair. That's the only reason I say that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Right.
Can you do a Fantasia impression? Like Rob can? Well, no, I don't want you to do it now, Rob.
The head. Green eggs and
ham. She's doing the Fantasia reading thing.
Fantasia illiterate.
I like that.
Very nice. Oh, nice seeing you. Hope. Oh, God, I hope you lose. Yes. I'd love to see you naked.
Thank you very much, Monica.
Wow. Look. Wow, what a tall drink of water.
We have
she
a very
is.
Nice compliment of ladies here
no
today.
No pigs at all. I'm not kidding you this time, kids.
But would you say the guy, the guys we have, the weird collection is very significant for that?
It's a lineup.
Yeah.
It's an absolute predator lineup. Let's look at our last guy, Chris, who is dressed as a ghost.
Chris, I guess we're going to have to take a look at you, so you might as well take the ghost sheet off.
Hi there.
Hi.
Oh, put it back on.
You know what? Hold on.
You know what his face looked like? You know in Animal House when Flounder goes up on the big screen and everybody throws beer cans at him? I would say the celebrity you most resemble is, you wouldn't know the guy, Mike. He fills it on PTI sometimes. Dan Lebatard.
Okay. You know what I would say?
From the Miami Herald, I think.
This is Noah Wiley if he ate Krispy Kreme donuts for the better part of 2 years.
Right.
Yeah. You like that one?
Yeah.
Why does the ghost sheet have big black spots on it? What are the spots?
Can you hear what Buzz said? He wants to know why the spots are on the ghost sheet.
Why do you have big black spots? You look like a Dalmatian.
Charlie Brown from It's Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Oh, because he had all the holes cut in his...
look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Are you trying to go with the whole cutesy angle to get laid? Is that what it is? Is that what you're trying to do?
Cheap. All I had to do is shoot all our sheep from Salvation Army.
Very nice.
All right, get out of here.
Thank you, Chris.
Get out of here, Chris.
She laundered it, I'm sure.
No need to use one of his... No need to use his sheep.
And our final contestant, Mike... Right. This is Katie. Let's
wow.
Hi to Katie.
Whoa.
Hi, Katie. Wow.
Are those real, Katie?
Uh-huh.
Katie brings something that no other contestant has brought thus far.
Wow.
Sparkling personality.
Yes.
Loaded into her. How big?
36
double D. 36. And dressed as Little Red Riding Hood.
Yep.
Wow.
Beauty, too. And Katie, now, are your pictures up on the web?
Uh-huh.
Good. Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I said I wasn't sure. You guys said I looked like Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake? Better than Ricky Lake.
I think you said a thinner Ricky Lake, which I would agree with.
Uh-huh. A thinner Ricky Lake, but also with a bonus prize.
Fine. Got two bonus prizes.
And where are you from, Katie?
Boston.
Boston?
Yeah.
Wow.
Go Red Sox!
Yeah, I'm rooting for you now. Well, no, I'm not. I'm sorry. Just because you'll be naked if you lose.
Well, it was nice nipple.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you. Thank
nipple.
You, oh, what and, a fine compliment. I give them all.
Now we got a show.
In a moment there, nipple. Wow. Shut that door there, Robbie.
Wow.
A little privacy to discuss our contestants.
Well, all I know is we've got a fine array
now, listen,
of contestants today.
Really, no kidding.
And the thing that's great about strip trivia, these are all real people. These are not professionals.
Right. Go to the website.
The pictures are on.
Yanni, you got the pictures
on?
Got them up? All right, beautiful. Let me just go to the computer real fast myself and see if the pictures do them justice because...
Look them up.
I know before we've said that we have like, really hot women, and we have like, they all look like El Cid. They're all super pigs. These girls are not. These girls are hot.
It's a nice variety of humans out there.
Don and Mike.
And the guys do bring that... insane element, you know, which is normal. We expect that in strip trivia.
Guys. Hey, guys. Don.
You finding the pictures?
Well, I'm trying to find our goddamn website. Give me one moment, Mike.
Okay.
DonandMikeWebsite.com.
That's the one.
Oh, there we go.
Once again, I want to thank Leslie, Steve, Melanie, Cam, Mina, Andrew, Jane, Bill, Monica, Chris, and Katie.
Slow.
It is very slow today, isn't it?
Moving back. Did I mention Jane?
Slow.
Oh, I did? Sorry.
You can say it again.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, God, it seems like every time the girl came in, well, I would throw out the previous one, to do it with the one that came in.
Do it.
There we go. I'm finally on our website.
Hold on. Ah, yes. The computers in this building are lightning fast.
Halloween strip trivia.
You know, normally, it actually could be. It could be today's show. Are they under today's log?
All right, I hope so. That's what I've just clicked on.
We're on a slideshow.
Where are they, Johnny?
John, where are they, John?
They're in the photo section on the photos tab.
Halloween strip trivia.
Of course. Sorry, my mistake.
Halloween, Halloween strip trivia.
Photos. Click on that. Jesus.
And there's a slideshow button you can click on there as well.
Oh, they're all right. So, and you're going to go right through them, Buzz?
The website's going to do that for us, I think.
All right, I got it up now, too, on my computer as well. So you see everything, Mike?
Yeah. Sure, I don't think it's doing the slideshow, Buzz. Let me see if I can get it in motion here.
You know, I don't have it on mine. Oh, hold on. Halloween strip trivia. Wait, can we make it harder to find? Why is it all the way, like, underneath Buzz's birthday from 2 years ago and my tattoo?
That's our photos page.
Yeah.
Our photos page I look in there all the time to see, like, today's... I look at our, because I have nothing to do with our website, I actually approach it like a listener, and I'll go in, like, if there's a particular photo that you mentioned that I want to see, I'll go in the photos because I'll think it'll be from today's show, but you can't find it that way.
I try to point out when something we're talking about is in the daily log section of the show.
Right.
Like when we get a picture, like, of what's his name, of Bill Maher dressed as the crocodile hunter.
It's you go to the daily log.
That was in the daily log.
I mean, I don't know how complicated it is, Don, but I would love to have those pictures in today's photos. You know, because we load photos every single day, and they're just kind of
okay.
You know, you got to kind of go through some text before you get to the photos. But I don't want to make it too complicated.
Right?
Are you doing the slideshow yet?
It's not really moving very quickly yet.
Pictures look good though. I mean, the picture I saw looked very good.
Right? The problem we are having now is the fact that everybody that's listening to the show is
on the website right now.
Is going to the computer to check out
crash,
to check out the chicks.
I'll go away.
Our site will not crash. Our local computers will be very slow.
Right.
So. They're good.
They're good pictures, and you'll be able to get a look at everybody, and it'll make you enjoy the game more.
They're good contestants.
Yes, they are.
And there's 12 of them. There's 12 of them.
Wow.
And 11 of them will be 100% Jaybird goddamn goosebump nipple-rific naked. Man!
So no clothes, then.
Christ! Nipple! Did you see that?
Yeah.
On Katie?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, of course. Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, right.
It was wonderful.
Hey, Grandma. Grandma.
Hey, Grandma.
Grandma. So we'll start the game, and I know everybody likes rapid fire.
We'll have more strip trivia after this quick break.
Thanks, Dick. We'll start with a lightning round.
Lightning round.
To get some... Now, where's that one? Come on, you're Mr. Johnny on the spot.
I thought you'd be
right. There you go.
It's time for a lightning round.
We will start with a lightning round
yes.
to make sure some clothes come off when we come right back.
Good.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
He lay looking up at the dark ceiling while she cried, and he no longer liked her. He had taken what was good in him, and what had he gained? Nothing but emptiness. Void. But I'm a man now, he thought, and listened to her crying there beside him. I was a boy, and now I'm a dirty, stinking man.
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting from a studio made entirely of chocolate. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hold on a second. We got,
Thanks.
And now, back to Strip Trivia, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Here we go, the Halloween edition of Strip Trivia. Now, let's check in over at the locker room with Buzz and the guys.
Hi, Buzz. And the guys.
Hi, Buzz.
Say hello, guys. Hi. Now, are they all in there, Buzz?
I believe so, yeah.
Now, Rob, where are they coming up on the board?
They're on Buzz's board. He's got two mics on his board.
So, Buzz, I only hear one microphone.
I've got them wide open. Hang on.
All right, let's get. Hey, guys, will you go to the back of the room where that other microphone is back there? See that one?
What?
Yep, it's working.
There you go. I go. Hey, Ghost, talk into that microphone, please.
Check, check, check.
Yep, there you sounds go. Good.
Beautiful. And girls, everything all right in here for you girls?
Yes.
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 Now.
Very nipply.
Yes, we keep it cool.
Let's check with Yanni all the way back in the producer's room. Yanni, what's the deal on the pictures on the website? I was just trying to look myself, and I keep getting internal error.
We're getting slammed. Too much traffic, nothing wrong with the website, just lots of people trying to get it.
That's understandable that that's happening.
Is it that because you did that, John? All right, well, everybody with the pants around the ankles, pictures are there. Good luck fighting through your fellow beach towelers to get to them.
But for now, you have the radio, and you're going to have to use your mind.
Here we go. We're going to start with the lightning round. Now, there you go. See, girls? See, look at him. There you go. Jump to it, Rob.
It's time for a lightning round.
There we go.
I am looking forward to this strip trivia.
Now we have six girls.
And five guys.
Five guys.
Yes, a total of 11 contestants.
They're all wearing Halloween costumes. They all must have five articles of clothing on. For every question you get wrong, you will take something off.
And they are all competing for $2,500.
Wow. Well, I hope nobody cheated. We have new questions. Trivial Pursuit, totally 80s. Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, excellent.
Totally 90s.
Oh, very good. Very good. Okay. So these are recent questions. This is good.
This is brand new, out just out for Christmas time.
I like this.
Let's start with Leslie.
Leslie, step up to the microphone, please.
Hey, hi, Leslie. Hey,
that's right.
Leslie, who's dressed like
camo lady.
Like she's in the, would that be army clothes?
Sure.
Army clothes.
Camo lady. Or any hunting camp down in South Carolina.
All right, here we go.
Militia.
What Brian De Palma movie opens with an actor frozen with fear while filming a scene in a coffin? Oh, that's a hard one.
Now, no helping.
You know, does anybody know the answer to that?
They all know.
Oh, they all know.
No clue.
Okay, then.
Couple of hands.
I don't feel bad about offering it up, though.
This might test us a little bit today.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give up an item of clothing already. I don't even have a clue. I've never.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's too bad.
Body double.
Body double. Oh,
body double.
And Leslie, it's time for your first article of clothing.
I'm going to go for the easy hat.
She's taking off the hat.
The hat, okay.
Round one, she loses her first item. She's down to four.
Go to Steve now.
Steve.
Steve, who's dressed as, what is he, like the Crypt Keeper or something like that?
Steve, you might want to lift your mask up to answer the questions, please. Don't ask.
Hey, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Steve, what trend-setting reality show did Robert Stack join as host in 1987.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. The lightning round.
Could you repeat the question, please?
No.
I'm ready for this one.
No. Mike?
The show was Unsolved Mysteries. We realized that Steve was continuing to wear his mask, demonstrating the fact that he is a dumbass.
Steve, what's your first item going to be?
What's coming off?
That would be the mask.
Oh, thank God, the mask now.
All right, well.
It's very hot.
There you go.
Masks will do that, Steve.
Here we go. How about Melanie? Yes.
Very hot.
Melanie, who is dressed as our goth high school prom queen.
Yes, and don't we wish that all the prom queens could be goths?
Yeah, pretty hot.
Right?
She's pretty hot, too. Hi there.
Hello.
You going through them?
Yeah, some of these are just impossible. Oh, no, okay. Here you go. What football team did Eddie insist his fiancée pass a quiz on in the movie Diner? That's not a real tough one.
You can actually noodle that one through if you know the movie.
I don't know the movie.
You can make a guess. It's lightning round, but make
Cowboys.
A guess.
I don't know.
Cowboys. Oh. Baltimore Colts.
Baltimore Colts. I think she passes, too, doesn't she?
She does.
It's your time for your first item of clothing. What's coming off, Melanie?
The shoes.
The lovely.
Shoes.
Oh, and other.
Some
another.
Ice, but that's okay.
And more fishnets. I didn't notice that. That's wonderful.
I didn't see that either.
Mm-hmm. Lovely shoes.
She's nice. She said she's not a natural redhead, right?
Oh, she's not a natural redhead.
That's okay with me. Let's see.
Cam.
Cam. All right. Cam. Oh, the hot dog man.
Hot dog man.
Cam. The hot dog man. Cam?
What's up?
Cam?
Hello, Cam.
He says, what's up, Don?
Cam, I don't know why you're making me laugh, but you are.
Maybe because I'm so sexy.
No.
Yeah, that's...
That's not it.
That's it.
Yeah, you're a sex machine, Cam.
Which Rocky III character said, I don't hate Balboa, I pity the fool?
Clubber Lang.
Right.
Ah, very good. That's the first correct answer of the round.
Thought I'd fool you, you'd say Mr. T.
Cam and his hot dog are intact right now.
Okay, what was that, honey?
I think that's the hot
Well, wait, hold on.
This is trouble here. This is Mina.
Problem?
She's going to be trouble.
Step up, Mina. What's your problem, honey?
Mina, you're next.
You give the hot dog this question. You give us the football question, you know?
Oh, it's totally at random, Mina.
Right. Okay.
Okay, Mina, here you go.
Next.
You know, and to think that I wanted to F you.
F you too. Continuing on.
What pop duo? I still do want to F you.
See, this is the tension. Yeah. I know this is the tension. You two kids are going to, you know.
Yeah. All right, Mina. Mina, what pop duo made an immediate impact with their song Wake Me Up Before You Go Go? Now, that's a retarded question. Really, a mongoloid could get that one.
Yeah,
right.
Mina.
That's a retarded duo, which would be...
God, you're loaded with attitude.
Wham?
Wham!
Wham.
Yeah.
Oh, she's out. She hit her head on a speaker.
Are you okay, hon?
Oh, yeah. My, did that hurt?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
All right, head move.
Well, your bossy know-it-all attitude
It's our first concussion on Strip Trivia. We'd like to alert all the contestants to low-hanging speaker in here.
No jumping. She's crazy.
Andrew, you're next.
Andrew.
Hey, guys.
Andrew, how are you, friend?
I'm all right.
Don't sound very confident, Andrew.
He crashed his jetpack.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Yeah.
What United States state did 4 out of every 10 U.S. immigrants settle in during the 1980s?
California.
California is...
Hey,
right.
That is 3 correct answers in a row. Congratulations, Andrew. And time to move on to Jane now.
Let's go to Jane. Jane, stop that crazy thing, Jane.
That's our automatic light. That's our scary ghost light that comes on.
Our lights are on timers in here. There you go. They just went back down. All right. Boy, Jane, you're hot, too.
Thanks.
Dressed like a kitty cat.
With the whiskers.
Yeah. With those PHs.
Somebody's PHs or other person's whiskers.
Which Ewing turned out to have dreamt the entire 1985 Dallas season?
One more time. Can you repeat it?
Well, see, for you, yes, because you asked nicely, unlike the dick in the other room on the hot dog suit. What Ewing character turned out to have dreamt the entire 1985 Dallas season?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's so easy. It's Bobby Ewing.
Bobby Ewing, and Jane, it's time for your first article of clothing. What will you be removing?
My shorts.
Shorts?
Oh, we'll wait. Yes, we'll take our time here.
We'll wait for that.
Wait for the next one.
We'll wait for that. See, now, Mike, you have the catbird.
I do, but she does have to go back over to her position, Don, and you'll appreciate that.
Wow.
Very nice. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our first panty alert.
Man.
Panty alert.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Bill.
Major
Bill.
Bill dressed as Sarah Jessica Parker today.
Yes, I'm on HBO.
Yes, thanks, Bill.
He's on something.
Was on HBO. She's not on anymore.
Let's see.
All I heard was back door.
I heard crack.
That's all I heard.
I heard crack whore.
Crack whore. I'm
crack
sorry.
Whore.
Maybe that's what I wanted to hear. That's very strange.
You're bad, man. What Fox sitcom was developed under the working title, We Are Not the Cosbys?
We are not the Cosbys.
Was that the sound of the wind going through your ears, or was that you simply saying that that's a tough question?
We're not the Cosbys.
Yeah.
He's almost got it.
Clover Lang. All right, yeah, I definitely lost my shoes. Thank you.
All right, that's your first item of clothing, Bill.
Married with children.
Married with children, and Bill's taking his shoes off.
Monica, where is Monica?
Step up and watch out for your head there, Monica. We don't want another injury.
Be careful. Hey there, Monica. Monica. What's going on here?
I'm trying to duck.
The girls are having a very good time, is what's happening.
Further under me.
Who scored points at a U.S. presidential debate with this rebuttal? There you go again. Pretty simple.
Nixon?
Oh, so close. Often mistaken.
Reagan.
Oh, you didn't know? It's Reagan. Yeah.
Reagan.
Mike.
I didn't know that.
There you go again.
And it's time for your first item of clothing. What's coming off, Monica?
Sweater.
sweater.
We'll wait for that.
We accept that answer.
Oh, it's a lovely little sweater right on top of the shoulders, yes.
Mm-hmm.
What about your conspiracy theory now, Mimi?
Mina.
Sorry, Mina
got the
easy question.
Yeah.
Mina.
Mina, how's your head? Mina, how's your head? Is it okay? Oh, really? Yeah. Are you getting dizzy?
Yeah.
Lightheaded?
Woozy? Right.
Chris?
Yo. Chris is in the next room.
Hi, Chris.
Hi there.
Chris.
Chris has the Charlie Brown sheet ghost.
I got her wrong.
Oh, homo.
Oh, what chunky Auburn basketball player did fans taunt by throwing pizzas on him while he was courtside? What chunky Auburn basketball player was taunted by fans who threw pizza on him?
Charles Barkley.
That's a good guess.
Yeah,
that's what I thought too.
Wow,
good answer, Chris.
That's a good guess.
And it's time for the last contestant in the round.
Let's go to Katie. Hey, Katie.
Hi.
Hi, Double D, Katie.
My God. Wow. Little Red Riding Hood ice cream.
Oh my. What series featured a character named Carla? Give me a second on this. What TV sitcom featured a character named Carla, Marie, Victoria, Angelica, Teresa, Abalonia, Louisa, Tortelli, LeBec?
Cheers.
Right.
Congratulations. And that is the end of the first round, Don.
Now, for all of Mina's belly aching.
Yes.
That was a pretty solid round.
That was.
Right?
Give yourselves a nice round of applause for the first
round.
Very
good. Now, Mike, only one person lost clothes. Am I wrong?
No. We had actually six people lose clothing during that round. Leslie,
good.
Steve, Melanie, Jane, Bill, and Monica all removed their first item of clothing. That means that Cam, Mina, Andrew, Chris, and Katie all still have all of their clothes.
Let's do another round then.
Another round. We go to round number two. Is this going to be a lightning round?
Yes. It's time for a lightning round.
This time.
Cut the jibba jabba.
This time, really. You got to answer within, what do you say, 15 seconds?
10.
Okay, here we go. 10 seconds. Leslie.
Okay, I need a softball.
Leslie, what R&B trio topped the charts with their songs Head to Toe and Lost in Emotion? 10 seconds for ye. Imagine you taking that shirt off. That would be Lisa called Jam.
Oh.
Item number two, Leslie.
I'm going for the pants.
Pants are coming off.
Okay. Yeah.
Good place to go.
Carefully.
Oh, answer that. Oh, we have another panty alert. Panty alert. Panty alert.
Do you unbutton? Do you unbuckle? Do you unzip?
She just pulled them off, and she's got a lovely pair of black panties with a lovely material around. Are those little roses that are around, little flowers with little bows on them?
Huh? Show Daddy.
Let's show Daddy.
I got the worst.
Are you disappointed now that you have that rock organ, you know, that rock star organ?
I got the worst seat in the house because these goddamn tapes.
I will never kiss your big, fat, square ass, and that's what will be required in order for us to get along.
It's time for
Steve.
Lightning round, Steve. Steve. Hey, Steve.
Yes.
You have 10 seconds, Steve.
Steve has already removed one item of clothing.
Who assumed leadership of the PTL in 1987, but was unable to prevent it from going under?
Did you say PTL?
PTL, pass the loot. After Jim Baker.
Jim Baker.
Jerry Falwell.
Jerry Falwell, and it's time for item number two. What are you taking off, Steve?
Come on,
Steve, this is radio. You have to verbalize it.
This is not a trivia question.
I don't know what you call it.
Robe.
It's
a cape.
The robe.
It would be a robe. It's a word.
Ladies.
Robe. I predict Steve's going
to
win.
Ladies, are you dying for Steve to take all of his clothes off right now looking at him?
We can't wait. It is Brad.
We want to be under the hot dog.
Ladies, are there... be under the hot dog. Are there any guys over there at all that you are finding attractive and appealing that you want to see
John
naked?
John Norman.
Wow, how about that?
And guys, are there any women that you really want to see naked?
John Norman,
John Norman. Yeah, the sword, the cuts both ways.
Help.
Who do we go to?
Melanie tonight? Is next in line.
Hi, Melanie.
Hello.
Oh, the goth queen.
All right, Melanie.
Easy on me.
Melanie has removed one item of clothing already.
What James Bond film is credited with helping to fuel the snowboarding craze in the 80s?
A View to a Kill.
That's absolutely right.
Congratulations, Melanie. That's your first correct answer. Way to go.
And that was a hard one, Melanie.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Andrew.
Cam.
I'm sorry, Cam. Oh, Cam the hot dog man.
Cam is next.
Cam. What was the only Bruce Springsteen single of the 1980s to reach as high as number 2 on the pop charts?
Born in the USA.
Dancing in the Dark.
Item number 1, what's the first item you will be removing, Cam?
My pantaloons.
Wow, the ladies do seem to like Cam, Don.
God, just wait till they see your real hot dog.
Wow,
for goodness sake.
I went swimming before I came here, so...
He went to, what does that mean? You have a small one?
Shrinkage. He went swimming.
Got a little one.
Yes, sir. Mina's next. Head wound Mina is
next.
Here we
go. Mina. Hi, Mina.
Hi.
No jumping, Mina.
Okay.
You are just full of problems, Mina.
Thank you.
Hey, Mina.
A Fisher. Oh, excuse me.
My wheel.
You'll be saying that later, Rob.
Nice.
We'll both be saying it.
How many?
It.
Hold on. There's, for whatever reason, this question jumps out at me when I'm thinking of you. How many of the 40 murders that Ted Bundy confessed to?
Hey, watch out. You have to be careful because you're going
to
get it. I'm sorry. You're going
to
hurt yourself.
You're going to hurt your head.
Okay.
How many of the 40 murders that Ted Bundy confessed to was he eventually convicted of?
Huh, smarty
pants? I know this.
Sure you do.
So 3.
Oh, God damn it, she does know it.
Yes! Huh? Yes! Yes!
You know what? She's
going home with me, Rob.
She's extremely violent.
Good for you, Mina.
And she technically is the leader of the game right now. Wow.
Let's go to Andrew.
Andrew has a perfect record so far. No items removed.
Yep.
Mina scares me.
I'm turned on by her. Who was the first cyclist to be named Sports Illustrated's Sportsman of the Year?
Lance Armstrong?
No. Greg LeMond.
Andrew, time for your first item of clothing. What will you be removing? And please say it into the microphone. This is a radio show.
The shirt.
Is coming on.
Shirt.
All right, ladies, you want to wait and get a good look at that?
No.
No, they pass on that.
There you go. How about Jane?
Jane's next in line. Jane has removed one item of clothing, her shorts.
Jane, our kitty cat. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Jane. Jane, what band's members, Billy and Dusty, turned down lucrative offers from Gillette to shave off their beards?
ZZ Top.
Right.
Yeah!
That's your first correct answer, Jane. Congratulations.
Daddy won't be so nice to you next time.
Time for Kill Bill.
Here we go. Hey, Bill.
Yield.
I'm going to ask the guys to kind of slowly amble up to the microphone if they think they're next in line.
And then mumble.
Bill, what TV cousins answered to the CB handles Lost Sheep number 1 and Lost Sheep number 2? Something tells me this is right in your wheelhouse, friend.
I think so.
Lost Sheep what?
Lost Sheep number 1, Lost Sheep number 2. Those were their
score. Definitely be. Read me a question maybe one more time.
And
2.
No. Oh, I got it. Oh,
no repeat.
Bill and Luke Duke.
You know, we're going to give it to him,
Mike. We're going
to give it to him. Give it to
him. All right, Bill. Congratulations.
My clothes stay on.
That's your first mom.
Girls,
my clothes stay on.
We'll give you exactly the same bit of a give and take.
Same break.
Am I going to have to take that phone from you, honey?
Monica.
Hello, Monica.
Monica.
They're called during the show.
Please.
Are you cheating, Monica?
Monica, you're next in line.
It's your turn, Monica.
I know, but...
Who is calling?
She's afraid of the...
Who's calling you or texting you?
My daughter. She's trying to go trick-or-treating.
Oh, my. Oh, dear.
My.
You'll be home in plenty of time for that.
Mommy can't help you right now. Mommy's taking her panties off. How many lanes of traffic did the frog need to cross on each screen in the original video game Frogger?
between 1 and 5, how many lanes of traffic did the frog have to cross?
4.
Oh, honey, it was 5.
5, and that's your second item of clothing. Monica, what are you taking off?
My shirt.
Shirt is coming off.
Well,
here.
Let's wait on that.
We'll wait on that.
The wait is... Look, it's one of the... A strapless bra.
Bravo. All right, Chris.
Yo.
And I like the adjustment too, Monica. Yeah, that was fun.
Thank you for that.
Had to keep the girls in.
Mm-hmm.
Keep those babies in.
Hi, Chris.
Chris.
Hi there.
Chris.
Hi, Travis.
Ready. What band did singer-songwriter Peter Cetera leave? After
Chicago.
18...
Okay, you got it. Chicago.
That's Chris's second correct answer in a row.
You got that one right.
Let's go to Katie now.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi there, Katie.
Katie has no items removed. She's got a perfect game going so far.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she does.
Don't jinx me.
I have to give the scores, Katie. That's my job.
She does. What record number of medals?
Oh, forget it. I can't even pronounce this MF-er's name.
Oh, good.
Mike, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth one down. See if you...
The tie...
See, we can't do it. We can't do it if we don't know
sure.
Who the freak is.
Right.
Okay.
We can't do it. You lucked out. You get another one.
You're very lucky, Katie.
Yeah.
Get another one, Katie. What primetime soap was the first series to feature Heather Locklear?
Dynasty.
Dynasty.
That is Katie's second correct answer. And that's the end of round number two, Bob.
That was a good round
of
Halloween strip trivia.
Yeah.
Mike, as we look at all 11 candidates, who's in the lead and who's the closest to being naked?
We have three leaders right now. Mina, Chris, and Katie have not removed anything. Leslie, Steve, and Monica have removed 2 items of clothing. And the rest of the pack... Melanie, Cam, also Andrew, Jane, and Bill have all only removed 1 item of clothing. So it's a very close game. Anybody could win right now.
Yeah. Now we have some girls standing around like Monica.
It's just like a casual party at Buzz's house.
That's right. Monica just standing around with just her bra on.
Make yourself
wonderful.
Comfortable.
Oh, look at that. Monica doing a little dance over there for the guys.
Yes, wonderful.
Hey, Monica.
What's your daughter's name?
Ashley.
Here.
I just thought I mentioned that because you were just waving like at the guys, like, hey,
what do you mean? There she's doing that.
Okay.
Wow.
it's a good group. What's wrong with the guys?
That's what I want. The guys having a good time over there, Buzz.
The guys are very quiet. The guys are very quiet.
Well, they're just, here for the obvious reason. They'd love to win the money, but the real reason they're here.
That's right.
All right, well, everyone to their separate corners, please.
We'll have more strip trivia after this quick break.
Thank you, Fawn.
I don't have any way to get out of it either. We'll be back with more. Don and Mike to break.
Let's clear the room.
Got a break.
Just clear the room.
Everyone out.
Give us some breathing space.
We just did. We both have that awkward moment at the same time. I was trying to
really. I just for future, Robbie, for future reference. Just Mina has to leave. just me. That's all.
Make her go stand
outside. It'd be nice to her. She has a head injury now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't love you, but I like you. Respect you enough not to want to lie to you.
Oh, don't. Stop. Now isn't the time for talk, darling.
Moaned the fiercely aroused young socialite daughter of a prominent jurist. Her blouse was open and she ripped at the gap with trembling fingers, pulling away the silken fabric so that the ruby nipples rising erectly from the midst of those glorious unclad spheres of ivory splendor were lavishly disclosed, surging upwards with ragged wantonness, begging for further fondle.
Uh-huh.
For Don and Mike to play a favorite game. Full frontal radio, nudity, strip trivia by name. Strip trivia. Don and Mike. And a room full of exhibitionists.
Here we go.
Cash.
The Don and Mike Show.
Very scary.
And now back to strip trivia, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
She must just have a breath.
It'll be a pity to damage yours.
Let's see, we've got Leslie, Melanie, Mina, Jane, Monica, and Katie. And representative guys, Steve, Cam, Andrew, Bill, and Chris. Go to our website, dynamicwebsite.com, during the break. Go to the icon that says photos. Click on that, and then just find Strip Trivia 2006.
Right. And pick your favorite.
Yeah, you can see a lot of pictures. That's a good picture of Mina. Also a very good picture of Monica up there.
Very nice.
I thought. Good pictures of everybody.
Yeah.
A really effective picture of the hot dog guy.
I think Cam is just gorgeous.
Now, we're playing for $2,500. We can only have one winner. And really, we gotta move it. We gotta make it happen in this break.
All right,
let's go to Leslie first.
Leslie is down to, let me see, 3 items of clothing. Right?
Yes, you guys have been giving me some hard ones. I need an easy one.
Leslie, do you see what I'm playing? You know what I'm playing? Do you see what's in my hand?
The world's smallest violin.
I'm playing it for you, Leslie.
Who in hell knows Lisa Colt Jam? Come on.
Read them all week, baby.
Hold on. Sign of hands. Yeah. Okay. Everybody did.
Point taken.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We go to the third round with whining Lisa. Leslie.
It's a derogatory name for a woman that starts with the letter C.
Ooh. Ooh.
No, that's not a legitimate
question.
What, Rob?
Can I ring in?
No, here we go. All right.
Serious,
for goodness sakes. Jesus
Christ. Is this a lightning round?
Yeah.
It's time for a lightning round.
Like the last one was a lightning round. Everybody just sits around for half an hour and thinks about it. Who celebrated her 20th birthday by marrying rocker Lenny Kravitz?
Oh, I know. Lisa Bonet.
That is your first correct answer, Leslie. Congratulations.
Nicely done. Stop your bitching.
Still down to 3.
Steve.
Yes, sir. I'm making a comeback.
Steve.
All right.
Are you really?
Good luck. Sir.
Steve, what Yankees slugger homered in an American League record 8 straight games in 1987?
That would be Reggie Jackson.
That would be 100% wrong.
That would be item number 3. What are you taking off, Steve?
My darn T-shirt.
Oh, dear.
Ladies, let's wait for this.
Muskwee?
Let's wait.
There he is.
And ladies, what's the reaction?
Let's hear the reaction.
What's the reaction, ladies? Take a look now. He's flexing for you.
It's better than I expected.
Not bad. Not bad for a 50-year-old, huh?
You got better than expected. That's good. That's good, Steve. Better than expected.
And the answer was Don Mattingly. Don Mattingly.
Who didn't know that.
Let's go to Melanie.
Melanie has gotten 1 right, 1 wrong. She is down to 4 items of clothing.
Our goth queen. Who left the role, the starring role of Sheriff Tupper on Murder, She Wrote, to be the star of the Father Dowling Mysteries? Incredibly talented man.
Tom Boston.
Yeah. Congratulations. That's good. Second correct one in a row. And a very tough question.
Good call.
Hot dog man.
Tom freaking Bosley. Cam the hot dog man. How many has he got, Mike?
Yeah, he's also got 1 right, 1 wrong, 4 items left.
What classic Hasbro toy acquired a trap door for spare parts storage in 1983? I'll give it to you one more time. What classic... Oh, they have it already. You have it already, girls.
Okay.
What classic... Hasbro toy announced a trap door for spare parts in 1983.
Operation?
What is it, ladies?
Mr. Potato Head and Cam, it's time for your second item of clothing. What will you be removing?
Taking the shirt off from underneath the hot dog.
Taking the shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of like the bra trick.
There you go.
In this case. Yeah.
What the hell is he doing?
The hot dog's got to come off
to get the shirt off. Well, it's nice to see that he's got a brown shirt to go under the hot dog.
A little bit of operation on his own right here.
Which guy was that? Was that Dale Jr.?
I think that was Andrew.
No, that was Parker.
That was Bill.
He's doing some operation.
That's Bill Slur. Bill Slur. Don't worry, Donald.
Are we up to my favorite Mina yet?
That's trouble. Mina. Yes, Mina. You're up, Mina.
Hi, Mina.
Hi.
How you doing, Mina?
Can I tell you something that... you're my favorite contestant with nothing, I mean, anything bad towards anybody else.
Right.
I imagine that people probably without a radio could have heard you during the commercial break as they were driving up and down Knoxville Pike.
Out in the hallway?
My God, you got it going on. You were saying this and this and this and this. No, what? No, wait. Don't look at me in that tone.
She was miming. She was miming.
Yeah,
her response, which is very unlike her, because I don't believe that, Mina, you have ever been described as shy. Have you?
No.
No.
No, yes.
I wish this was TV.
She's loud.
She's giving the looks.
She's loud. Out in the hallway, goddamn, she's loud out there.
Mina, in your lifetime, your adult lifetime, have you ever scared men in public places on purpose? It's a very valid question. Tell the truth. Please stop the act of being coy.
No, I want to tell you what her whole thing. Here's what I already know her whole thing is. Mm-hmm. Let's say that I'm the poor, unfortunate sap that like meets her at Starbucks and says, you want to go out?
Right.
And then later that day, when we're at the lunches, because she pisses me off or I piss her off, she screams, Brain!
Well, you know, that's a quest sometimes. And if you can't do it.
And how are you and Rob getting along?
Oh, yeah.
Rob A.
That's what I heard you discussing during the commercial break was Rob's anal fissures.
That's true. Don. Yes.
Yes, you're fixated on that. All right, Mina.
Rob.
Mina, what movie gave Holly Hunter the line, give me that baby, you warthog from hell?
Raising Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And goodbye.
Nice. Three in a row. She is our leader.
Wow.
It's Mina. No items
good
of
work.
Clothing have been removed.
Andrew.
Andrew has removed one.
Andrew.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How long did participants get to hold hands after paying to be a part of Hands Across America? How long did people get to hold their hands?
10 minutes.
Ooh, 15 exciting minutes.
15. Item number two. What's coming off, Andrew? Undershirt.
Undershirt. Well, let's wait for that.
Into the wife beater.
Let the ladies see what's happening.
Bent
there.
Up.
And we now go to Jane.
Jane has one correct answer. She's
meow,
got four
Jane.
Items of clothing.
Oh,
she's
Jane.
She's wearing fishnets over
Jane.
Panties. The boys
Jane,
approve.
Jane. Hey, Jane.
Hey, what?
What movie had Lily Tomlin's character serving up rat poison?
One more time, sorry.
What movie had Lily Tomlin's character serving up rat poison? Pretty easy one there.
Misery.
I'm sorry, PH. No. No, it's 9 to 5.
9 to 5. And, Jane, it's time for your second item of clothing. What will you be removing?
Hold on. Quiet, guy. Guys, shut up. She's going to say something important.
A little creeped out by the guys.
what are you going to take off?
My shirt.
The shirt.
Yeah.
Shirt is coming off here. Shirt is coming off. Yes. Lovely. Lovely black ensemble.
It looks like your brothers.
Wonderful.
Matching black bra and pants.
Wow.
Let me see. I hope you all have pH balance.
It's time for Bill.
Oh, it is. Okay, Bill. Brian, sorry, Mike, you lost my place.
I completely understand.
Sure. Bill.
Call me sir.
Hey, Bill. Who was the only member of Night Court to win an Emmy?
Dude, you can't say the F.
Yeah, and you're wrong anyway. It's not Harry effing whoever you said it was. It's John Larroquette.
John Larroquette. Item number two. What are you going to be removing, Bill?
Bill.
The microphone, Bill.
Because I dropped the F bone, I'm going to lose my boxers. My boxers.
I hate him.
Hey, Mike,
is it official? I hate him.
Hey, Mike, why is it that he is kind of talking, kind of like Elvis?
I'm going to be taking off my boxers.
Because you're going to be taking off my boxers. I'm Sarah Jessica Parker.
Because I said the F bone, I'm going to take off my boxers.
No, we know why you're taking off your pervert.
Pervert.
Monica.
Monica's next.
Too many people on that show there to
now, Monica, Bill, get away from the microphone. Monica, you have no correct answers. You're down to three items of clothing.
Monica, what breakthrough movie did Spike Lee shoot without any retakes in a mere 15 days?
School Days?
Oh, she's got to have it.
And it's number three,
oh, no,
Monica.
Oh,
that's the answer. That's right. She's got to have it. I really, the way you said that, I thought
and
it was
a famous movie by Spike Lee.
Item number three, she has already removed her dress, Don, and wearing lovely... Lovely panties.
So, don't be mad. Don't be mad. Just stand there in your bra and panties.
Thank you, Monica.
Come on, Monica. Monica, are you mad?
Monica doesn't get mad.
Yes,
I like it when, I like when Monica speaks about herself in third
viewers,
person.
Viewers, please vote for Monica. She needs help.
Viewers.
Okay, well,
viewers.
I got news for you. The only people viewing you are in this room.
Listeners, very good.
Okay. All right, Monica, hang in there. Let's go to Chris.
Chris has a perfect game. He is tied with the lead with Mina.
Yep. Chris, what director was acquitted of manslaughter after three actors died while filming the movie The Twilight Zone?
John Landis.
He's right again,
Mike. Correct answer. Three in a row and a tough question. Good job, Chris.
Let's go to Katie.
Katie Red Riding Hood.
Hi there, Katie.
Katie's Bounty.
Bless you. Who's allergic to nipples? Not me.
Free the boob.
The girls want free the boob.
They will be freed. They will be freed eventually. Don't worry.
They shall be. Katie has a perfect game going down.
Show, Katie.
Sorry to mention that again, Katie, but you do have incorrect answers.
Try to mess up.
Yeah, let's change that. Boo.
What dance band was formed by the married half of Talking Heads? What dance band was formed by the married half of the Talking Heads?
Eurythmics.
Oh.
No.
Tom Tom Club.
Tom Tom Club, your first item of clothing. What's coming off there, Katie?
It will be the shoes.
The shoes.
The shoes.
Just the little
shoes.
Red Riding Hood shoes.
It will come off.
And that's the end of round number three, Bob.
I like what Katie just said.
What'd she say?
What?
Weren't you just saying that they'll come out sometime?
No. Yes. They will.
Thank you, Katie.
Do you have names for them? Girls, pipe down.
They're coming in. Yes, I do.
What are the names?
Don and Mike.
Oh.
The names of her boobs.
Isn't that cute?
Don is the left one, the happy one.
Oh, what does that make me? What, the miserable one?
The angry one.
No, the happy one. The one he was commenting on earlier because he was all excited and happy.
Oh.
It was closer to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You roll with that, Tiger.
I will.
All right.
You know me, I will.
I know you will.
I would love a glass of milk right now.
Yeah, dude, that was coming.
All right, Mike, we got to get somebody naked. We should do a break.
We need to do a break, but we're going to the fourth round, and we have a lot of people that are hanging in there, and a couple that are down to their last two.
Screw y'all. We've tried to go with easier questions here when we come back.
Steve and Monica are very much on the bubble right now with no correct answers.
Jeez. I think when we come back, I mean, I see questions where the answers are like, Jesus Christ. Mike, who was elected? This is for Mike. Who was elected? Do you think this would be too hard for this group? Who was elected president of France in 1981?
Yes. Francois Mitterrand.
I'll see Mike do that.
But Mike, we don't. Not playing the game.
Mike, what series?
That's the surprise, girls.
What series centered on the brotherly private eyes known as AJ and Rick?
That I don't know.
See, now that one I know.
Take off your shirt.
Simon and Simon.
I watched that show.
Simon and Simon.
With Gerald McRaney.
Right.
Buzz.
Yes.
Who appeared on the CBS News magazine West 57 before joining 60 Minutes?
Well, I thought it was Dan Rather.
No, Buzz. That would be Steve Croft.
Steve Croft. Good-looking man. I wish he was playing Star Trek. I loved
Buzz
his puppet.
Take something off?
That was Katie.
I loved his puppets.
Please.
Were you, Katie?
Would you girls like Buzz to take something off?
We would.
Buzz, would you like to show him the guns?
What are we taking
Buzz,
off?
Buzz, why don't you go ahead? Oh, look at him. He's taking off
my white Clark Kent.
You know what, Buzz? I dare you. Take off.
No.
I'm not a faggot.
No, take off as much as you feel comfortable with.
All right, I dare you to take your shirt off.
We'll start here. The Clark Kent shirt is off. We'll see how it goes.
I dare you to take your pants off.
No, my pants are off.
No, the
pants are staying on.
I didn't realize we have first seat tickets to the gun show over here. It's amazing.
That was Cam the hot dog.
That was the hot dog man.
Cam the hot dog man.
Help. Oh, right, Buzz, please.
Why don't you just whip it out?
No, that would be rude. What? You don't want to be rude. We figured that out at the beginning of the show.
Buzz took something off. I believe, Mike, you got a question wrong, too.
Hey, Bill?
Hey, shut up, Bill.
Bill?
Hey.
Hey, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
You can't spell a-hole without A-S-S.
That is correct.
Yeah, thank you. So, that was an old Hank.
That
usually goes over. I got four guys looking at me going, hey, thank you.
Do you like your job?
Yeah, no.
Well.
Watch it, a-hole.
You may leave.
You may leave.
Oh, may I? We'll be back.
We'll have more strip trivia after this quick break.
Okay, some of these people are getting naked when we come back.
It's cold.
Oh, please.
That's just right.
Go tell it to your mother. For goodness sake.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. They're breasts. Big deal.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
And now, back to Strip Trivia, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, let me see, we got Leslie, Melanie, Nina, Jane, Monica, Katie, Steve, Cam, Andrew, Bill, and Chris.
It is the spirited edition of Strip Trivia.
And, yeah, baby.
The women are just chatting it up like hens outside.
A lot of women getting along well, some more than others. It's fascinating. It is a very good group.
Before we play a lightning round, really, no BS. You got to answer immediately.
Very fast.
Mike told me that Mina
mm-hmm.
Mina yes. had a comment about Bill.
Yes, Mina, would you share that with the rest of the class?
What did you
say
about
Bill? She's very concerned about Bill winning.
Step
she's
up.
Very concerned about winning.
Mina, what did you say about Bill?
Tell us.
I'm concerned that if Bill wins the money, that it will he'll go out and do his meth lab thing, because as you can see, you can get high from standing next to him and inhaling. He's and if you haven't noticed, he's the only guy when someone takes something off, he jumps up to the window and he'll look at him.
A little like, do you want some meth?
Case in point.
Oh dear.
Yeah,
all right,
do you want some meth?
Bill,
is that
too bad you are so attracted to Rob Zadel Fishers. Because I really like you, Mina.
I think Mina wants to get high.
All right, Bill. Bill kids. Bill. Bill's a kidder.
Kid. You know what's wrong with it? This is an adult show.
Yeah.
Let's start with Leslie.
Stop it.
Wow.
Adult
Leslie.
Show.
Yes.
No, my name's Jason.
Yes.
How many items does Leslie have left, Mike?
Leslie has 3 items remaining. She has 2 incorrect answers so far. You did very well in the last round.
Thank you. I
just want to help, though. Leslie, what movie featured cameos by Snow White, Yosemite Sam, and Droopy?
Get her done!
Yeah. I don't know.
Need that answer. That would be Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Item number 3, Leslie, what's coming off?
What is it?
The shirts.
Hold on. Can you say that in the microphone?
Oh, the bra. What are you doing?
Let's see.
Shirt is coming off here. Another black bra.
Oh, my God.
Another black bra.
Who are you yelling at, Mina?
Frank.
Who are you yelling at?
Frank. Bill?
Bill?
Bill.
Or she
Bill.
Calls him Crank.
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 Crank. Why is everybody hating on me?
Steve.
Let's go to Steve.
Steve has not managed a correct answer in the game. He is down to 2 items of clothing.
Come on, baby. One time.
Let's get this over with.
Get her done.
Come on.
Come on. Please, Jerry Reed and I. Yeah.
Please.
What duo sang the song? What duo sang the... Dummy, don't say endless love S-word.
No.
God damn. That deserves to be naked.
I have no clue.
No clue.
Lionel Richie, Diana Ross.
Item number 4. What are you taking off there, Steve? Pants are coming off later.
Girls, here you go. Here you go.
It's pleasure time.
Look at the women run to the window.
It's pleasure time.
Welcome to Fruit and Loom City.
Oh, there he goes.
Fruit of the Loom City.
How you doing in that room, Buzz?
Don't drop
I'm all right.
Help. Melanie.
Melanie yes, down to 4 yes. items. She's having a very successful run.
Melanie.
Lay it on me.
Okay, I'd like to lay it on you. What Righteous Brothers song does Tom Cruise sing in Top Gun? And it's a lighting round.
Take My Breath Away. That's the only song.
You've lost that love and feeling.
Item number
Hold
2.
On.
What is
Hold
coming
on.
Off
Melody,
there?
You've got to tell everybody. Will you take it off?
I'm going to take off the fishnets.
The fishnets
oh.
are coming off.
I think we can wait
I
for
lied.
That.
Yes.
I think we can wait for that.
Fishnets coming off, boss. Let's
take a minute right. here.
How does that work, Melanie? How do you take those off?
Pull them down.
Just pull them down.
Just pull them down.
Pull them down.
Pull them down.
All right.
Off they go.
Cam the hot dog man. Cam the hot dog man. Cam.
Sex eye. Yeah.
Hey, Cam.
Damn,
you might want to say something into the microphone so we know you're there.
Hello, check 1, 2, syphilis, check
Cam.
1, 2.
Cam, what action film had Meg Ryan saying, take me to bed or lose me forever?
Batman.
Top Gun.
Item number 3, what's coming off, Cam?
Two Top Gun questions in a row.
Wow.
Boxers are coming off.
Boxers underneath the hot dog suit.
Oh.
What a lucky hot dog suit that is. So not all the stains are from the outside. Wow.
Plenty inside, too.
There's a lot of
both sides of it.
There's a lot of hot dog smell in there, isn't
yes,
there, really?
I'm sure there
it's
is.
Not mustard.
Do you have any spray over there? No, I don't.
Oh,
sadly.
Dear God.
Wait, let me look.
Mina.
Mina has a perfect game going.
Mina.
She's controversial.
Girl, shut up.
She's also leading.
What breath-sweetening product was hyped in 1980s ads as the gum that goes squirt?
The thing, the
lightning round.
It's a gum.
It's a gum.
I'm sorry, Mina.
That'd be freshen up, Mina.
Item number 1. What will you be removing?
Hold on. What, Leslie?
In my ear.
Leslie, what?
I cannot think. Leslie is yabbing in my ear. I need another question. I cannot.
Mina, you got to say something off, honey.
One thing.
Hey, Mina, I got some.
Shut up, Bill.
Shut up,
Bill,
crackhead.
Shut up.
Mina, what are you taking off, my love?
My sweater.
The sweater.
I'll applaud
the sweater
that.
Here.
I'll
very good.
That.
Very yeah. nice. Very, very
look
nice.
At that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, woman.
Back up, crack. Get up.
Bill seems to be rooting her on.
Okay, let's go to Andrew now.
Andrew has three items remaining. He really
likes Andrew. Andrew, what metal group featured an overgrown military cemetery on its album Master of Puppets?
Metallica!
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
That's his target demo right there. And congratulations, Andrew. You get
Jane,
that.
My kitty cat, Jane.
Jane, 3 items of clothing remaining.
Hi, Jane.
Can I bargain?
Bargaining in what way, Jane? Highly
I already know I'm going to be naked soon, so I thought I'd have a little fun with it. Will John help me take my tights off if I get this question wrong?
That's a valid
John,
question.
John Norman, will you help her take her tights off?
Go for it.
John?
Norman!
I will do what's best for the show.
Yeah. That's a yes.
He said panting.
He panted more than I've ever heard of before.
Well, let's see.
Just don't ask to sit next to him at a concert.
Right. What, Jane, what longtime companion did Michael Jackson meet in 1985 at a Texas cancer clinic?
Elizabeth Taylor.
So close. Bubbles the Chimp.
Bubbles the Chimp. Item number 3, and you require Mr. Norman to assist you?
Yes.
John, can you come in here, please?
Come in here, John.
Very nice.
Come on,
and you're
John.
Taking the fishnet tights off?
Yes. Yes.
Buzz is jealous.
My name's John.
Buzz is jealous.
John, I know you hate this.
Hold on now. Come on.
Get some microphones.
You go over to the microphone, Johnny.
Oh, guys, God, Jesus Christ, it's a radio show.
You want me to pants more?
Thank you very much.
The tights have been removed and have fallen to the floor.
Yes.
That's good.
And now it's time for Crystal Bill.
Ready.
Here we go. Everybody's favorite. How many does this load have?
Bill is down to 3 items of clothing.
Down to 3.
And Bill was just confused when I said his name out loud.
No,
he didn't realize it was his name.
Ghost man, step in front of the mic.
Yeah, right.
Ghost man, step in front of the mic.
I'm ready.
What Cheers star won 4 Emmys more than any other cast member of Cheers? Lightning round. No. It's Diarrhea Perlman.
Item number 3. What's coming off, Bill?
Socks.
How about your
socks?
The brain.
Oh, Lord.
Help.
Wow.
Socks. Oh, goddamn. That room just got smellier. Man. It's getting hot in here.
Nasty.
Says Nelly.
Let me light a scented candle.
Monica.
Monica is down to two items of clothing. She is in her bra and panties.
Monica, what's the problem, Monica?
I need someone to vote what to take off next. It was a debate outside.
Well, Monica, you don't have any confidence. You think you might get a correct answer?
Monica,
here?
What potato chip says, bet you can't eat just one?
Lays?
Yeah. Lays! Congratulations, that's the correct answer, your first one.
Let's go to
Ghostly Chris. Chris has a perfect game going.
Chris the Ghost.
Chris, who was the only cast member of the Jeffersons to win an Emmy?
Sherman Helmsley?
No, that would be Isabel.
That's your first item.
Wheezy.
What's coming off, Chris?
The socks.
Socks. Oh.
Socks.
Get nice in there, Buzz.
And Katie.
Hi.
Katie has four items of clothing remaining. Little Red Riding Hood.
Double D Katie. Katie.
Yep.
Who made Bobby McFerrin unhappy by using Don't Worry, Be Happy as a campaign theme?
Reagan.
Bush.
Item number two. What's coming off, Katie?
The Little Red Riding Hood dress.
The Little Red Riding Hood dress. Yeah.
The dress.
Yeah. Right, good.
A dramatic turn.
I need someone to help me.
Katie. Right.
Oh, yeah. Katie's the woman that the other women want to see naked.
Yeah. Yes, that's a very, very interesting. That,
goddamn right, Buzz.
Right. And now the that seems to be a lot going on with that dress, but she's having no problem letting it
all the ladies are helping me.
Very good. Very nice, Katie. Bravo.
Anybody else for a glass of milk?
Bravo.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the end of round number four, Bob.
Now, who's the closest to being naked besides the scary guy with just his underpants?
Right now, we have Steve, who is down to absolutely nothing. You mentioned him just then. Also, Cam has two items remaining. And who else is? Monica is also bringing up the rear, so to speak. But right now, Steve is really on the bubble. He's down to his last item.
We can do a round in 1 minute. What, Monica?
Leslie?
What?
What's that? Hey, guys, speak up so we
Monica,
can hear you.
What are you complaining
Leslie,
about?
Leslie, Jane, and Monica. Or
Leslie, Jane, and Monica.
Meow, 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 meow. Let's play one more round real fast.
Uh-huh.
One more round. Super fast. Start with Leslie.
Leslie is down to two items of clothing.
Leslie.
Easy one. Come on, boys.
I picked the nipples.
Come on.
Yeah, we're going to have some nipple flicking going on.
Oh, dear.
Now.
Oh, my.
What Steve Martin movie posed this question? Say, who mows your nose hair?
Roseanne.
Roseanne.
Oh,
item number four. What is coming off, Leslie? The bra, the first bra.
The bra
is coming off here.
I require assistance. I'd ask ladies to come with some nipple flicking. Because
No.
You can't even say that.
You can't say that either.
God, she's full of the S. She's full of the F word, and she's full of...
Okay. Watch out. Ever vigilant, Rob.
She is...
She's right here.
Mike, we all hit the button.
Okay,
you're
good.
Control back here.
Goddamn. She's a firecracker.
Is it getting rowdy over there, Buzz?
Yeah, and while all that was going on, Crack Bill got out his camera phone, which I have now convinced him.
No. Serious. Leslie's topless right now. Go to Steve.
Steve, you are down to your last.
Steve.
Oh, it's going
to
get awkward. I appreciate it.
It's going to get awkward. I'm nervous.
Good. Could get somebody naked here now.
Oh, dear.
Steve.
Can Buzz move?
Oh, my
Can
God.
I?
Oh, my God.
Could I please?
Good luck, Steve.
Steve. Steve, what power ballad has this line? Some will win, some will lose, some were born to sing the blues.
Good time Charlie sings the blues. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time Charlie.
No, it's by Journey. It's Don't Stop Believin'.
And that is it. Steve, you are down to your last.
Oh, Jesus.
And you're out of there, Steve. Ladies, get a good look. Do we have the stripper music? Oh, dear. They were off and back on again.
Thought we had the stripper music. Hold on there.
There it is.
Now, girls, did he already take everything off?
Yeah, it didn't make a real big impression on them.
Did you see anything, ladies?
Again?
back of it now.
The turtle.
Make the turtle come out. Psycho, pedophile, whatever.
All right. So. There's love here.
So we lost Steve.
Yes, yeah, Steve is out, and now there are
ten
left.
Melanie.
Yes. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I heard that the pedophiles weren't allowed to go out after 6 p.m.
Yeah, we mentioned that before.
It's
yes.
5:57. That's when
you
got naked.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you very much, Jane. Very hostile response from the ladies.
Melanie.
Yep.
Melanie. What?
Melanie is down to three.
What ex-baseball player was dad on Mr. Belvedere?
Bob Uecker.
Good pull by you, Melanie.
Third correct answer. Way to go. Nice job, Melanie.
Let's go to Cam, the hot dog man.
Hot dog
Cam down to two items of clothing.
Go, dog,
go.
What 8-year-old actress in the movie Irreconcilable Differences said, "You don't treat your kid like a dog"?
Drew Barrymore. I don't know.
Oh,
whoa.
Whoa.
Oh.
Good pull.
Incredible. Your second correct answer, Cam.
Mina.
Mina is down to four items of clothing. She just got her last, in the last round, she had an incorrect answer.
Mina.
Rewrite answers, though.
What Tim Burton movie did Warner Brothers consider distributing under the name Scared Sheetless?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Sure. Just for you, darling. What Tim Burton movie did Warner Brothers consider distributing under the name Scared Sheetless?
It has Night in it and Halloween.
It does not.
Thank you.
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. And Mina, it is your second item of clothing. What is coming off?
Come on now, Mina. Come on, baby. Come on.
Girl, shut up.
Come on, honey. What
the shirt.
It? The shirt.
Of course the shirt is coming off.
Of course the shirt's coming off.
Get that. I don't like that guy.
There's a wall.
I don't like him either.
No one does.
He's a little better.
All right, no one does. Very nice. Oh, very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Aren't you just the CT? Now, why are you looking at him like blah, 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 blah? I mean, that guy Crackhead. You don't like him?
We're all going to have to take antibiotics after we do
this. Well, that's normal.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I can get that, too.
Andrew.
Can get that, too.
We're a little afraid of you.
Andrew.
Yeah. Andrew's down to three items of clothing.
Andrew, what body part was Nicolas Cage's lovelorn character missing in the movie Moonstruck?
His hand.
Right.
Very good. That is your third correct answer. Way to go, Andrew.
Right. Jane.
Jane down to two items of clothing.
Oh, Jane.
Just had her tights removed by Mr. Norman.
Hi there,
Jane. Thank
you, John. Hi there. She said thank you, John, again. Why do you like John so much?
He's cute.
He's cute. Is he really cute? What Russian word for restructuring was the talk of the 1986 Communist Party Congress? I'm just screwing with you.
Oh, my God.
I'm just screwing with you.
Jane's already upset here.
What black and red Nike shoe introduced in 1985 was originally banned under the NBA color rules?
Air Jordans.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. That's your second correct answer, Jane. Nice
there you go.
Go.
Let's go to
Bill, Crackhead Bill.
Bill.
Down to two items of clothing.
All right.
Buzz, I bet you hope he can stay till the end of the game.
I sure do, Mike. I sure do.
What TV star...
Deliberate.
What TV star donated to the Smithsonian one of the sweaters his mom knitted for him? Girls are funny.
I know this.
No, you don't.
Sure, O.J. Simpson.
It's Mr. Rogers.
Item number four. What are you taking off, Bill?
Definitely losing my girlfriend's paint bra.
The pink bra is coming out. Pank. Even though it's red.
Pank.
Incidentally, when it's a pank bra, it's spelled P-A-N-K. Pank.
And let me see. Is Monica or Katie?
Monica. Monica down to two items of clothing.
Monica.
I think I will be.
Hi there, Monica.
Wait, no, I don't. Monica's positive.
Yeah. And really, I just have to compliment Monica.
The 90s, Monica could do very well.
Very nicely accessorized, even at this stage of the game. Yeah.
All right, honey.
Nice accessory.
I do her.
I'm always
was that
Mina?
That was Mina. Of course that was Mina.
What Wayne Newton song did Ferris Bueller sing in Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Donkey Shane?
Oh, good ball. Yeah. Right. There you go. Second correct answer in a row, Monica.
Chris
is one of our leaders. He has four items of clothing remaining.
Who was doing gross. So Frank is putting his lips on the microphone here.
Who was the first United States president to submit a $1 trillion budget to the Congress?
Was it Reagan?
It was.
Another correct answer with a tough question for Chris.
Wow. All right, last one of this round, Double D Katie.
Woo-hoo! Katie, down to three items.
Like my outfit?
Yes, very nice, Katie.
What Don Henley song mocked reporters who have their dirty little fingers in everybody's pie?
That would be Dirty Laundry.
Yeah, and that is the end of the round.
Wow.
The fifth round is history.
God damn, you people are smart.
Wow.
All right, we've only lost one.
Only one. Only Steve.
Mike, who is next closest to going out?
They're all right in the middle of it right now. Leslie is down to one item of clothing. Melanie down to three items. Kim is down to two. Mina down to three. Andrew down to three. Jane is down to two items. Bill is on the bubble with one item remaining.
Uh-huh.
Monica with two items remaining. Chris is our clear leader with four items of clothing remaining. And Katie has three items remaining.
All right, we'll be back. We'll get at least half of these people naked.
Yeah.
And the pictures are up on DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Click on the photo tab.
Right.
And then go to Strip Trivia, and there's a slideshow up there.
Very good.
So you can see all these folks. We will be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
There's a shortage of perfect breasts in this world. It would be a pity to damage yours.
Yep.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends that, you know, who understands those rap guys?
Yeah, right.
They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay?
Forever straining at stool. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, as always, we're down to crunch time now with Strip Trivia.
We are indeed.
Even though we started it like an hour and a half into the show.
Right.
We're running incredibly late.
We're down to round six now.
We got a bust ass, and I mean that is the lightning round like you've never heard before. 11 people, our biggest big money Strip Trivia ever. Leslie, step up.
Leslie, on the bubble right now with four items removed.
Come on, guys. I want another round.
This could be it for Leslie.
Oh, dear.
Leslie. What adventure gave Arnold Schwarzenegger the immortal line, "If it bleeds, we can kill it"?
Mm-hmm.
You have 10 seconds. And we're going to see all of you.
Rambo.
Predator.
That's it. And Leslie, you are down to your last item of clothing. Time to get naked.
Now, Leslie, what are you taking off now?
Down to the underwear's last. So.
The panties are coming off now. There we go.
Total
nudity.
Yeah.
Yes. And a nice, polite round of applause from her fellow contestants.
And, of course, from the horn dogs in the next room.
Thank you, Leslie.
And the hot dogs.
Thank you, Leslie. And then there were 1, 2, 3, 9. Now let's go to Cam, the hot dog.
Melanie is next in line.
I'm sorry, you're right, Mike. Melanie.
Melanie is down to three items of clothing. She's still got a lot of clothes on.
Goth Queen Melanie. Hi, Melanie.
Hello.
What song from the musical Chess managed to put Murray Head on the pop charts?
I have no idea what that even means.
That would be One Night in Bangkok.
Item number three. What's coming off, Melanie?
Melanie, what's coming off, darling?
Let's go with the bra.
The bra.
Oh, wow. Let's go with that.
She's wearing a sort of a spaghetti strap gown.
Can you stand in front of the microphone when you do that, please? Everybody walks away from the microphone.
There's not much room.
Don, here's a little technical issue here. Sometimes the bra trick is done with a sweater or a shirt. This is being done with a gown, with an evening gown.
And it's a little more difficult.
There's something in the way. Seems to be having a little trouble.
I get it.
I think
this is what people enjoy hearing is
I heard something.
If only it could break free.
Struggling.
I hear something, a snap being released.
John Norman, we need help.
Help me, help me, help me.
Getting some assistance from Leslie.
I Cam the hot dog man.
Cam down to two items of clothing.
Cam the hot dog man.
difficulties you got going on.
Still struggling with that bra.
What name did Ronald refer to Princess Diana as during an after-dinner speech in 1985? What name did Ronald Reagan refer to Princess Diana as during an after-dinner speech in 1985?
Princess D? I don't know.
Princess David.
Princess David.
I was going to say P. Diddy.
And it's your
hold
fourth.
On. What are you down to there, hot dog?
Fourth item coming off.
Shoes are coming off.
Ah, the shoes now.
Shoes.
Might have been the start of the Alzheimer's.
All right, is it Mina's turn now?
Mina's down to three items of clothing. She's had two incorrect answers in a row.
Mina, what song was recorded on the night of the 1985 American Music Awards to enable the most stars to perform?
We Are the World.
Right.
Another correct answer from Mina.
They eat it. Okay, Andrew.
Andrew down to three items.
Andrew.
I'm ready. Bring it on.
Andrew. What twosome played long lost brothers in Twins? God damn, that's an easy one.
Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Lightning
and
round.
Danny DeVito.
Oh,
got it.
Yeah. Just pulled it out.
That is three correct answers in a row from underdog Andrew.
And now we go to
Jane.
Jane.
Down to two items of clothing.
Jane. What hit song had Elton John sing? Time on my hands could be spent with you. What hit song had Elton John singing? Time on my hands could be spent with you.
I don't know.
I guess that's why they call it the blues.
And it's item number four. What will you be removing, Jane?
My bra.
The bra.
Hey.
The bra. Yeah. There we are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
wonderful.
Daddy light. Daddy light.
Sustained applause for that.
Daddy like a lot.
Chance to knock out another contestant here.
Who is it, Mike?
Bill is down to his last item of clothing.
No.
Hey, Bill.
Yes, I'm ready. Ready.
Bill, what home electronic devices were found by the Supreme Court not to violate copyright laws in 1984? Bill?
That would be my...
Your what?
B-A-L-L-S.
That would be a VCR.
So long, Bill.
Bill!
It's time to take it all off, Bill.
Oh, are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes,
ready.
Bill, don't drag this out.
Get out of here, for goodness sake.
Thank you, Bill.
Oh, dear.
All right.
And
then there were eight.
You know, it was like.
Thank you, Bill.
What's the name of Tom Cruise's baby? Suri?
Suri, yes.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
If it was a boy, it'd be like if they just pulled out the baby boy's pants.
Thank you, Bill.
Monica?
Monica's down to two items of clothing.
Hey, Monica.
She's been hanging in there with two correct answers in a row.
I'm here to stay. Mm-hmm.
What cable network did American Express and Warner Communications jointly launch in the 1980s? A very famous cable network.
CTN.
CTN?
No, I didn't say an answer.
10 seconds, honey.
The W... TNT.
I'm terribly sorry.
You're all over the alphabet. It's MTV.
And item number four, Monica, what will you be removing as item number four?
Monica's going to lose the bra for item number four.
Monica is losing the bra. Well said.
Monica, please
stand by the microphone.
By the microphone.
I'm taking one loop off to...
Oh,
yes.
The password would be perky.
Daddy likey.
Thank you.
Chris.
Our leader by far, Chris, has four items of clothing remaining.
Chris, what Wall Streeter noted in 1985, you can be greedy and still feel good about yourself.
Was it Michael Milken?
No. It was Ivan Boesky.
Item number two, what are you taking off, Chris?
I'm taking off the shirt.
The shirt under
how will we know?
Charlie Brown ghost.
Katie.
Nerd.
Hi.
Katie's down to three items of clothing in her red riding bra.
Katie, what fabled college football coach finally won a national title in 1982 with a win in the Sugar Bowl over Georgia? Answer incorrectly, we might see your Sugar Bowl.
I have Ted
Williams.
No, it's Joe Paterno.
Item number three. Now, I know we're all dying of curiosity. What will be coming off, Katie?
That's up to Don.
Woo! Oh, now, what does she have left on?
She has panties, a Red Riding Hood cape, and a
I've
bra, Don.
I've been standing next to you for like 2 hours now.
Take the bra off.
The bra off.
Take the bra off.
There we go. They're there. Wow.
Oh, my. I got me a souvenir, Mike.
Look at that, a souvenir. Fantastic.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone else hankered for some milk?
Katie, I don't think Don saw what you just did. Could you do that for him one time? Take a look.
Oh,
oh dear.
I just made.
And we go to round number seven if we have time.
We do. This is going to be really, 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 really goddamn fast.
All right. We start with Melanie. Melanie's the first in line now.
Right, Melanie, how many you got left, honey?
Two.
I got two.
You got two?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? So is Katie. She got two huge ones.
I do love my view from my perch over here. How you doing, Katie?
What song by the Eurythmics had this line? I want to dive into your ocean.
Well, I agree, Rob. It's because we're playing this game.
No idea.
Would I lie to you?
Item number four. What's coming off, Melanie?
Melanie.
All right. Guess we'll have to go with the dress.
The dress is coming off. Oh, my.
I mean, it's boobage time.
It is boobage time.
Yeah.
She is taking the dress off.
Why do I have so much time?
Fighting with the dress a little bit with the jewelry and the dress.
The things in the way.
Just rip it off. Bag.
There we go. Oh, yes. Bravo. Bravo.
One, two, three, four, five topless women in our studio.
Delightful.
What a nice
best
edition.
Show we've ever done.
What a great one this is. For
Cam is next, and he's down to one item of clothing.
Oh, Cam the hot dog man.
Hot dog time.
What was the top-selling imported beer in the United States in the decade of the 1980s? Top-selling imported beer in the U.S. in the 80s.
Heineken.
Yes.
Right.
Wow. Cam stays alive in the game.
Here we go. Who's next?
Mina. Troublesome Mina is down to three items of clothing. She's one of our leaders.
Mina. Mina. What was Tina Turner's only number one single as a solo artist?
What's love got to do with it?
Another correct answer from Mina. And we go to another leader, Andrew, who's gotten three correct answers in a row, our Nova student.
You're going to take me out.
It's Andrew, a miracle.
Andrew, what big city mayor declared in 1988 that...
You know, douchebag, stop saying the S word.
That was the first time. I'm sorry.
I don't care. Every guy over there said the S word to
that. I have it.
Sorry. kids in school.
You have the answer?
No, I've not.
No, you don't. I'm sorry. Ed Cott.
All right, that is his third item. What are you taking off, Andrew?
That would be the shoes and socks.
Shoes and socks coming off here.
Okay, so who's left in this round, Mike?
We've got Jane, Monica, Chris, and Katie. Jane is down to her last and does not seem to be bothered by it at all.
Jane.
God bless her.
Jane, what movie did Time Magazine sum up as sex and death in Czechoslovakia?
Wow.
I never heard of this movie. I'm sorry.
Wow.
The Unbearable Lightness of Being?
Oh, yeah.
Buzz. Oh, yes. Shut up, Buzz. Hold on. I'll give you...
You're going to get another question, Jane.
Yeah. What series centered on a detective agency named for the shampoo that its owner used to model for?
One more time.
No. That's a light.
What series centered on a detective agency named for the shampoo its owner used to model for? La 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 la.
Silence.
La,
very, very.
Moon lighting.
Oh!
And Jane, you are down. Oh, she doesn't hesitate at all. Hello.
Happy Halloween.
Wow. Thank you for playing Jane.
Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn.
Wonderful.
Yay.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Monica is next.
Jane's out.
They are dropping like flies.
We're on to Monica.
Monica's down to her last, and she's been hanging in there.
Oh, this could be it for Monica, too.
Isn't it Chris's turn?
Unfortunately not. Chris follows you, Monica. Sorry. You notice the silence now? There's a lot of staring and breathing going on.
Attention.
Who won two Wimbledon men's singles titles while still a teen in the 1980s?
John McEnroe?
Boris Pecker.
And it's time for your last item of clothing. I believe it's going to be the panties.
Monica.
Let's help Monica take her panties off.
Buzz, it's been requested that you help Monica.
I'll see what I can do.
He's going to be right over, Monica. Buzz. You just wait right there.
Buzz would come
help you out, Monica. And now they're just naked, and they're like flies. They're naked. Falling like flies.
All right, Buzz.
Come on. Make it happen, Buzz.
Here we go. All right, very good.
Do it with your mouth, Buzz.
Hello.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you for playing, Monica.
I did say off.
Wow.
Thank you.
Buzz took another one for the show. Right.
Here we go. Oh, we got one more question this round for Katie.
Actually, Chris. Chris is next in line. Chris is one of our leaders with three items of clothing remaining.
Yo, Chris, what dreaded disease did the World Health Organization declare eradicated on May 8th, 1980?
Polio?
Smallpox.
Item number three. What's coming off, Chris?
The sheet.
The sheet is coming up. Oh, he's revealing himself.
I'm getting kind of sweaty here.
Okay, and
the fat Noah Wiley is just staring at him.
And now Katie. Katie's got how many left?
Katie has got two items of clothing.
My clothes are all over the studio.
Katie
is, what if she's going to request that you tell her what to take off then?
No, you.
Katie, what was the year that the Cheers bar was established according to the sign that hung outside?
1895.
Yes!
Wow!
Whoa!
Yes! And that's the end of round number seven, Bob.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our next number is designed to drown out the sound of shovels. Music to be buried by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, please get ready.
Here's the sun of your day.
Right.
Good times. Good times. Good times. With the Don and Mike Show.
I believe it will be a first ever announcement on this show.
Yes, very significant.
This has been a great strip trivia.
It sure has. Great contestants.
We had so many naked chicks and big, hairy, naked guys and a really good group of people.
We have a lot of them left.
We just don't have time left in the show.
We don't. Can't do it.
For the first time ever, tomorrow at 3 o'clock East Coast time, we will finish strip trivia in the first break of the show.
This is a tribute to the intelligence of our contestants and also their gift of gab in the studio. Yeah.
Joining us tomorrow at 3 o'clock East Coast time will be Melanie, Mina, Katie, Cam, Andrew, and Chris. Plus tomorrow on the show, Joe will be outside live trick-or-beering in neighborhoods.
Wow.
And the Bay City Rollers will be in studio.
My God, what a show, what a show.
This is the first time we've ever had a strip trivia rollover.
Yes.
And we got to say goodbye right now to
Leslie, Steve, Jane, Bill, and Monica.
All right, so let's bring them in real fast. The folks are going to be leaving us today. First is Leslie. Hi, Leslie.
Leslie, anybody you want to say hello to?
I'll say hi to my hubby since he's the one that talked me into coming. Hi,
wonderful.
Ben.
You were great on the game, and thank you very much for all of your nipple talk.
Thank you. Yes, they needed a little help, but we had fun anyway.
Thank you, Leslie.
Very nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Goodbye. We'll see you later. How about Steve?
Steve. Is Steve gone? All right.
Steve is gone. How about
Jane is next.
Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Jane.
Jane,
hi, cutie pie.
Did you have as much fun as it looked like?
It was fun.
Very good.
It was much fun.
Did you like John touching you?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Would you like to say goodbye to him?
Bye, sweetheart.
Okay, all right. Nice meeting you, Jane.
Thanks, Jane.
Bye, guys.
99. Is Bill gone?
Thank God. How about Monica? Monica, here we go.
Yeah. Hi, Monica.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Thank you very much for coming in, Monica.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Anybody want to say hi to?
I want to say bye to Buzz. Nobody I want to say hi to.
Okay.
Right.
Hi, trick-or-treaters who are at my house. Who I'm not there to give you candy. I'm sorry. Buzz,
don't forget.
Meet me later.
Good night. Oh, wow. There it is. The first direct process.
Bring your lighter.
Thank you, sweetie.
Bye.
That's right. Monica will be smoking crack later.
Now we're going to burn the discarded clothing.
Very good.
This is the first for the show. We have never had a strip trivia as good that has rolled over.
It was that jam-packed, and we're going to do it. You can come back tomorrow. We're going to do it at 3 o'clock.
All the pictures are on the web of all these people, and we will do it right at 3 o'clock, 12 noon on the West Coast.
A lot of people on the bubble at 3 o'clock tomorrow, too.
I know a lot of our listeners are very close to completion.
Yeah. Yes, Melanie and Cam are on the bubble tomorrow, and a lot of people, the clothes are going to hit the floor. So hold that thought.
Still, the contestant that I would have to be Big Mouth Mina.
Mina's coming back and is one of our leaders tomorrow, Don, with three items of clothing remaining.
Might have to Kathy Lear, though. Might have to duct tape her, I think.
Might be a good idea.
So they'll all be coming back tomorrow. We'll be right back to wrap this up in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
What are you doing? Around late.
Yeah. Broadcasting on average five times a week. The Don and Mike Show.
Smells like girl in here.
Yeah.
Smells like a hot girl in here.
Good girl.
I mean that like, you know, hot as in hot and hot as in yeasty. Smells like a Subway restaurant in here.
Oh.
We'll continue some trivia tomorrow, but now we asked Buzz in 30 seconds to find the most important news story of the day.
That's easy. Bob Barker's retiring at the end of this season.
Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
He hosted for 35 years, The Price is Right, picked up 17 Emmys, last show airs May 2007.
Oh, farewell, Bob.
And finally, just a friendly reminder to be safe, especially at Halloween. Just outside Milwaukee, a man was burned when his homemade sheep costume caught fire.
What's the hat of my brother Jim?
He was at a bar singing and dancing in his costume made of cotton balls and glue. He must have leaned against somebody's cigarette. No word on his condition. I'm guessing it's bad. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
We're out of time.
Way down on the levee.
Yeah.
That's it.
Alabama. All right. I'm taking my cotton balls out of here.
Very good.
We'll see you tomorrow for the conclusion of Strip Trivia.
Yeah, welcome back, Katie.
Joe Trisher Beer. Bay City Rollers.
Yeah.
Hey, what a show. We got a show tomorrow.
What more do you want?
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
See you later, everybody's friend.
Good day to you, sir.
And hey there.
Come to take the cotton away.
He likes them. Bye.
Leave them something alone.
This is the Don and Mike Show.